please don't take this person out. Would you politely go to hell? Get the fuck out of my way, cause it's been one of those days.
This is platinum. This is the class.
We're talking Ferris wheels.
You've got a sassy walk.
Right. Hang on.
Put a collar on for the Lord.
Was there talk of going full Phantom?
I doubt it.
I am also laughing at that.
Everybody gave Daddy what he needed. Mad at all.
Live on tape. It's the fastest hour in podcasting. This is Never Not Funny. Now, here's your host, Jimmy Pardo.
Hello, everybody. Yes, welcome to the program 36A. Fonzie! I say it every season. Why would I stop this one? With this season, I won't. It's 36A. Funny as a crutch, Rich. I still got it. That's Ralph Mouth. And then Potsy goes and, grabs a boob in the backseat of a car to drive in. And then Fonzie fucks that girl behind Potsy's back. And then Mrs. C wants in. Tom Bosley jizzes into a hefty bag because his wife won't put out because she's fucking Fonz. Aaron Moran's banging around with Chachi. That whole show is nothing but fucking, man. If you break down Happy Days, it's about fucking. Anyhow, welcome into this program, which is also a little bit about fucking. Here's the breaking news that I'm going to announce on this program, other than, sadly, we once again murdered a person. Gene Hackman passed away.
Yeah.
Under suspicious circumstances.
Agreed.
Which is just, was it a gas leak or did they? And I don't know the update because I was on the last 30 minutes I was on the phone call with the doctor. Maybe they just said we're done.
Except the wife was only 63 or something.
They didn't do that then.
I did.
I thought the wife was also old. As I was admittedly looking at, as I was on hold with the doctor, I was looking through info and I did not get everything.
Yeah. I didn't see. I just saw the headline in the subhead that said their ages and that oddly said foul play is not suspected. I'm like, okay, well, if you broaden out the term foul play, it could be foul on their part, like you're saying. Is that foul, a murder suicide?
Yeah, I think that falls under foul play.
I mean, if I'm a ref, I call that foul.
but if it's just if something went wrong with the gas and it's a gas leak.
Right, then it's an accident.
Then it's their
dog also.
Yeah, the dog.
You think the dog turned the gas on?
Maybe. But no.
I mean, this is Gene Hackman's dog. There's a good chance it did because if I know anything about Hackman, he is a good teacher. I don't know if that's true.
Well, he's a good coach in Hoosiers.
He is a good coach in Hoosiers.
I assume that every character an actor plays, they become that person and have those skills for life.
He is so good. First of all, he was great in everything.
Yeah.
But that is a case and so Dennis Hopper, by the way, in Hoosiers as well. It's like, but Gene Hackman, though, he is so good in that and so natural that you could actually go, well, that's Gene Hackman.
Yeah.
And then he can get off and just be the biggest dick in the world. He was so good in that and you believe. Like, if you met Gene Hackman, you'd be meeting that character.
Yeah.
I'd rather meet that character than that Chinatown fella. Hmm. I can't think of that guy's name. Popeye Doyle. Did I pull it?
That's not Chinatown. That's
French Connection.
French Connection, yeah.
That's French Connection. I did not mean Chinatown. I meant French Connection. And what's the sequel to French Connection? It's not French Connection 2,
yeah,
right?
It has a different name.
Jimmy Popeye Doyle.
All right, so I got Popeye Doyle, right? I got Chinatown wrong. French Connection, I eventually landed there. But what's the sequel?
I thought it was just French Connection 2.
I thought it
is.
It is?
It is,
What's the sequel to Chinatown, then?
Oh, that's the two Jakes.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of that. Did Jack Nicholson die? Because it seems to be like that's who I'm thinking about this whole time.
He's probably next.
Yeah.
I mean, I was shocked that he was at the SNL 50 thing because he's been pretty reclusive in recent years. I think maybe he popped up at one or two Laker games. But when he stopped regularly being at Laker games, that was something must be wrong. Yeah.
We've said this over the last 19 years, but I hammered it home at my dining room table that, because three celebrities had died in 1 week. And it was like, we're getting to the point where they're going to be dying by the tens.
Mm-hmm.
And I think at this point, we really are.
Mm-hmm.
All of our heroes are going to sadly be going and it's in 1 week we lost Roberta Flack and Gene Hackman. That's
two
rough.
Of your heroes.
That's rough. I do like Gene. I would say Gene Hackman is in my top five actors. If I was forced to rank my actors,
yeah,
I don't know who one would be. It might be him.
What's what do you think is not his best performance, but what is the best movie he was ever in?
That's a great question. Well, some people say the I never say it right. Tannenbaum's, Royal Tannenbaum's.
Royal Tannenbaum's.
Welcome to Mooseport.
That's our guy. is that the one with Ray Romano?
I think so. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. What came to mind for me is Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah,
love Bonnie and Clyde, but and he's really good in it. He's a, sort of a supporting role. But
look, here's the thing: Superman 3 sucks, but he's great in it.
Yeah, two or three?
That two?
Wait, he's in the first one. Is he all?
Oh, he's in all.
He's in all.
He's in all three of them.
My apologies.
Yeah, the first three.
My apologies.
I don't think he's in four.
It's
he's in four. He creates the bad guy in four.
Jesus Christ!
Doesn't he make the solar guy? Sun?
How did they get him to do four of them? Are we still talking about Jack Nicholson? I managed to get. I've gotten everything wrong.
No, you were right. He's in that. I just for some reason in my head, I knew he's in the first Superman, and then I was like, well, he couldn't have been in the sequels. Also, why would he be? But. You're telling me he is. He's in two? Because two has the Zod and all those folks.
I think he does have a small
maybe
role.
Maybe he pops up briefly in two?
He's not the... Oh, yeah, because he tries to make a negotiation with them. He tries to be their human interface.
Let me rephrase. Two, three, and four suck, but he's great in them.
Yeah.
And he's great in one. I remember as a kid thinking he was bad casting, and I didn't really understand even what that meant.
I still think that.
But he's so good in it.
Yeah.
He's so good.
I just think it's a... When you're making a movie from a comic
book, I know.
And the most, if you said any kid on the street in 1950, name one thing about Lex Luthor, he's bald. That's the one thing we all agree Lex Luthor is bald.
Agreed. I mean,
shave that goddamn head.
He didn't have a good head of hair.
No, but shave it.
Do you guys want to?
Didn't they have a toupee though? This isn't part like.
Oh yeah, he does take a toupee. Yes.
Do you want a surprise shock?
Yeah.
Sure.
He's not in three. All right, that's where John Cryer. No, that's not true. Wait, is John Cryer in four then? Is he in three and four?
Three is the one with
is that Richard?
Richard Pryor.
Yeah. Four is the one with John Cryer.
John Cryer's not in three.
Or maybe they're both in three.
Wait, what is John Cryer doing?
John Cryer's like a hacker or something, right?
Oh, okay. Because he eventually becomes a Lex Luthor. Yeah, isn't that like TV shows?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Not really.
Supergirl show?
Yes, I think that's right.
Now,
and then he bled over to some other ones.
And that is obviously because he is bald.
He is, but John Cryer, also a great actor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
John Cryer. We wish him a lot of luck as we do all.
Wait, who's playing Lex Luthor in the new one? Nicholas Holt?
Yes.
Nicholas Holt.
Yeah.
He's going to be bald.
First of all, Nicholas Holt is another guy who's never bad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But... I don't know if I like that casting.
Wait till you see it.
I know. Of course, he's going to be great.
Yeah.
He's going to be great. All right. So some people say Tannenbaum's. I'm not a huge fan of that movie, although either. Gene Hackman's good in it.
Mm-hmm.
Gene Hackman, as I already said, great in Hoosiers.
Yeah.
Bonnie and Clyde, great. Obviously, French Connection, great.
Yeah. The Conversation?
You know what? Conversation might be his best.
Could be.
That might be number one.
It's really good.
Good Lord.
But Bonnie and Clyde, man.
I know it.
I'm still going with that one. Until you guys think of something else I'm not thinking of.
I'm thinking of The Conversation. I would put The Conversation, but Bonnie and Clyde.
Okay.
I would. Mm-hmm. That's not to say you would.
He's terrific in The Quick and the Dead. I do love that movie.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about good movies.
I don't know. Top 10 movie for
oh,
me.
Oh, shit. What about Unforgiven?
Oh, yeah.
That might be the best movie he was in. Yeah, that's really good.
Bottom line, he's great.
Yeah.
Even he's one of those guys that, as we've said, even in shitty movies, he's a bright spot.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that was not the breaking news that I wanted to.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Here's the breaking news. This is on the heels of my story from last week.
Breaking news with Jimmy is probably not really news.
And I'll confirm that. It is not really news. On the heels of last week where I showed my bruises, which, by the way, is still fucking there, man. Look at this thing. It's still...
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow.
It is just not healing, which can't be good.
The continuing battle of Jimmy versus stairs.
Yeah. So here's the update. So one of my doctors is on the 12th floor, and the elevator, one of the three elevators is out, and the other two work as if it's 1974, and there's still an elevator guy that asks you what floor you want. That's how slow it is. And it's an old Beverly Hills building. So I take the stairs down to save a lot of time. Did them all.
Nice.
No problem.
Okay.
I get new 12 flights of fucking stairs.
We already know it's not stairs as a group. It's the the way that a movie theater staircase is inconsistently spaced.
Yeah. But I just want to make clear to the listener and to other doctors that ask me, have you fallen recently? And I don't know how to answer that because the answer is yes, I have, because you're looking at my body. I'm full of bruises. But the reality is I didn't. I know why I fell. I didn't fall because I'm an old doddery idiot, which, by the way, let's make no mistake. I am an old doddery idiot, but I'm certainly an idiot. But
you don't like, I guess I'm sure your doctors will ask you the same thing or have asked you the same thing. But like, you don't have dizzy spells or anything like that. Yeah. You do?
No. The answer to the question with the doctor is no.
Yeah.
But again, I had to say, what do you consider a fall? Because I'm here in a gown, and you clearly see that my arms, both of my forearms and my shins and my knee are still bruised and yellow and, you know, swollen.
I feel like you're one stumble away from the police coming to talk to Danielle.
Yeah. You blame Danielle. I blame it on the kid.
Oh, wow.
It's elder abuse.
There's going to be some investigation.
You know, he's already killed Roberta Flack this week.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And we just talked about Gene Hackman. So
I was trying to remember when and why we did. I thought we had too, but my memory of the show is, I said this to Elise, I said, I feel like we just spoke about him, but it could have been 6 months ago for all I know.
Somebody blue skied saying, you guys did it again.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, it makes sense. We talk about a lot of things from the 70s.
Yeah. And somehow Gene Hackman does come up a lot.
Yeah.
All right. So at this doctor, here's the stairs. I do the stairs. I do all 12 floors, not 12 steps.
I would be probably sweaty at the end of that. Were you?
No, you wouldn't be.
Really?
You'd be all right. You're going down.
Oh, down.
Yeah, I'm not going up.
Oh,
I went up once, and I will never do it again.
I thought you went up. I was like, what?
No. Down 12 floors.
You're going down.
All right, so I then go to my car.
Yeah.
By the way, part of, and this plays into the story, part of the actual last. All right, so you do all 12, which is the floor. Then there's one more set of maybe 8 steps that lead you outside, not to the lobby, but outside, which is what I wanted to do. And I could not do it because it said you can't go here. Use the lobby exit. So you have to use the lobby exit and then kind of wander about to figure out where to go to get your car.
Mm-hmm.
And so I do all that. I get my car. I'm pulling out. I'm literally coming out of the garage of a different building. I know this is convoluted, but I was in a different building, but you still had to play all this game. As I'm pulling out, I across the street see a guy from behind. So that's already a clue. It's a guy. I see a guy from behind, and I go, oh, that's somebody. Not sure who it is yet. And then he turned around, hit it. Celebrity society. So here's the deal. This person just had the same, based on his behavior, had the same reaction I did of, oh, I had to go out the lobby. I couldn't go down those last few steps to find my car. Where do I go now? And he's like, literally.
So did you like have a moment with this person? Like, hey.
No, I'm in the car.
Oh, you already.
I'm in the car.
Gotcha.
And I'm watching it through my windshield like it's a movie.
You'll forgive me for being lost in the labyrinth of your story.
Oh, it was funny. story was a fucking. I've never told a story more poorly, and I'm not the best. So he is looking like, where do I go now? And I'm only seeing from behind. And then he finally turned enough this way to go like this, like, almost as if he turned to me. He doesn't know I'm there. Turned to me to like, what the fuck now? And I will tell you this. I got giddy with excitement that I saw this person.
You voiced to texted us, and we were, it was like, what did you say, big celebrity sighting, something like that.
Huge. I used the word huge.
And then you said the voice to text isn't properly expressing how big this is. And I thought it already did because you used the word huge.
Well, because, here's why. Because I used voice to text and I said, huge.
All right. I'm going to take I'm going to pull an Elliot. I'm going to take a fucking full court shot on this.
Flyer.
Ready?
If it's the same one that I was about to do, I will probably fall to the ground.
Okay.
Here we go. Harrison Ford.
No.
That is not. When you went like this, I thought, oh, that's Jerry Seinfeld.
No.
Pedro Pascal.
No. I will tell you this. Jerry Seinfeld, I wouldn't text you.
I
Harrison Ford, I don't think I'd. And by the way, I just got giddy with excitement when I saw this person because I think it might be in my top three most famous people I've seen in the wild.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay. Let's get into the game then. We've gotten our bad pre-guesses out of the way.
Was this guy originally famous for television?
No.
Film?
Okay.
No.
Oh.
Music?
Yes.
Oh. He's a rock star?
Yes.
Holy shit. Okay,
and I want you, and I'm not fucking around, I want you to underline those two words.
Bruce Springsteen.
Rock star.
No.
Rod Stewart?
No, Karen.
Is he American?
If you're not going to fucking take it seriously, don't play.
Is he American?
Yes.
He is American. Is he over 60?
Oh, yeah.
He's over 70?
Yeah.
Over 80?
I don't think so.
Okay, is he in his 70s?
I would say he's in his 70s. Yeah. If he's not, it's 68. You know what I mean? Like, or, uh-huh. But I would bet that he's...
You're a fan.
That he's 71. What's your question?
You're a fan of his.
Not really.
Is it John Bon Jovi?
No, that's what Danielle guessed as well.
Oh, is it a beautiful man, though? Even at this age?
Nah, he's a rock star.
He was never considered beautiful.
I don't think so, but chicks, I'll use the words that the host earlier in the show, wanted to fuck him. Mm-hmm. I would say fuck thousands of people.
Started in the 70s?
Yes, sir.
Always in a band or solo at some point?
Always in a band.
Okay. Still, band still active?
Might have had a solo song on a soundtrack somewhere. Okay. Still active.
No, they're not touring. He's the lead singer.
He is the lead singer.
Okay.
Driver of the Winnebago.
Boy.
We all know who he is.
Oh, without. If
he
I
got
may,
giddy.
I think. Yeah. I think. I can't speak for Elliot. I would say two, Matt and Garen, I think you two also would get a little giddy seeing this guy.
Okay.
But it's more, that makes me think it's more 70s.
No.
Oh, 80s, was 80s the peak for these guys?
Meh.
90s.
Meh.
Did they have more than one peak?
Yeah.
So 70s.
Is it
peak.
Steven Tyler?
Steven Tyler.
Aha. Oh,
shit.
Steven Tyler of Aerosmith.
Yeah.
I do like the idea of seeing him confused.
And
it's his natural state.
This was one of those, again, I saw from behind, and he's tall.
Yeah.
And he's got the rock star body, mm-hmm. and he's wearing a blousy denim shirt mm-hmm. with then some denim jeans that have a flare. And so from behind, I went, I don't know what rock star that is, but it is a rock star,
yeah.
or at least a musician.
A person trying to look like a rock star.
And then I was like, oh, you know what? It actually looks a lot like Bruce Kulick, formerly of Kiss. I wonder if that's Bruce Kulick. And then that's when he turned around and I went, oh, he fucking Steven Tyler. And, you know, I don't care for shit about Aerosmith. I like seven songs by Aerosmith.
Right.
I own Live Bootleg and Greatest Hits. That's all I own. And that's enough for me. Because they don't include the 80s tunes that I'm not a fan of, the 90s tunes I'm not a fan of. But I think he and Paul Stanley might be my top two that I've seen. Now, one could argue, is Paul Stanley a bigger person to see in person than Steven Tyler? I can't decide.
I mean, are you taking off the table, like, the times that you've been in rooms with famous people like George Clooney and Bono? Where, like, it wasn't unexpected.
I'm excluding.
Because that's not a sighting.
That's not in the wild.
I'm excluding all backstage activity.
You're talking wild.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm talking out in the wild.
Yeah.
That's, you know, saw Martin Short at a drugstore once.
Yeah.
And not only that, but like, caught off guard doing human things.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Lost in a parking lot.
I got one guy lost, and then Paul Stanley was pumping gas.
Yeah.
So, that in the wild. So, but again, the question. So, to the layperson, Steven Tyler's big is,
yes, because the average person, because of the makeup, the average person wouldn't recognize, not as many people would recognize Paul Stanley as would recognize Steven Tyler.
But do more people know Kiss than Aerosmith?
Yeah, but they got the
I
makeup.
I think it's about equal.
I do too. I can't decide here.
I think the iconography of Kiss is bigger, but I think Aerosmith, the music is more known.
I think they are on the radio more, and they, I don't mean just the 80s and 90s stuff that I don't care for. You know, you still hear
you still Dream On all the time, yeah.
You know, Sweet Emotion.
Sweet Emotion, sure.
You know, Train Kept a Rollin', if you want to even go deep. Like, you hear them nonstop. You kind of hear the same five Kiss songs.
Yeah.
Yes, you hear the same 11
and Kiss,
Aerosmith.
You have to go out of your way to hear a Kiss song from past 1989. Whereas
you might hear Unholy from the early 90s, and that's it.
Well, then you've gone out of your way.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm agreeing with you. I'm 100% agreeing that you might get that on a Two for Tuesday, yeah, where they play rock and roll all night, and then let's play a deep cut.
Right.
Maybe.
But well, Aerosmith,
you're not going to get Kiss on Kiss FM. Necessarily.
Right. Whereas no, you'll not. Still hear I Don't Want to Miss a Thing.
Right.
Yeah. Yes.
Or, yeah, you know, like that's the thing. You'll hear the early Aerosmith, then you'll hear Love in an Elevator, and then you'll also hear Crying and I Don't Want to Miss a Thing. You'll right. hear all those fucking things out in the world any given year. You they're probably, I don't think a year has gone by that I haven't heard them since 1993.
I agree with you. Now, let me ask you this. Does him doing a season on American Idol make him less exciting to see? Like, does that take a little bit of
less
the,
exciting, but more famous?
Make more famous, yeah, but it takes away a little bit of that rock star mystique for me.
Yeah,
just a little bit.
Agreed.
At any rate, I got giddy so much so that I texted you guys. And I usually just hold it, but I had to tell somebody immediately.
Who is so you're saying Paul Stanley? Who would be the other person you've seen in the wild that is like in that group?
I don't know.
Because I like, for me, it's like obviously Pacino. Mm-hmm.
It's hard. It's Paul Dooley, of course.
Yeah, of course, it's Paul Dooley.
I don't know.
I mean, you know, when I first moved here, I saw Ernest Borgnine, and that's the one that always comes to mind. And one could argue that's a pretty big
Oscar winner, Ernest,
you know,
Borgnine.
At Target.
Yeah.
You know, pushing a cart.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that doesn't excite the world.
By the way, did he win an Oscar? I think he did.
Yeah, for Marty.
Marty, yeah. I knew that. I couldn't remember if he did or if the movie won.
Didn't he win?
I think so. I think that's the thing.
If only we had a guy on a computer.
Because with the rest of his career, it's always funny to be like, that guy won an Oscar.
Yeah. But he's great in Poseidon Adventure.
Yeah. I just mean like the kinds of stuff.
Airwolf.
Yeah.
Remember him on The Single Guy playing the elevator guy? Speaking of elevators.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, that show was unwatchable, even though I watched every episode of it.
At the time of his death, he was the oldest living recipient of the Best Actor Oscar for?
Marty.
Nice. I mean, here's the thing. If you're an actor, you take Ernest Borgnine's career. No.
Oh, 100%.
In a heartbeat.
He's always working.
Yeah.
He did whatever he wanted to do.
Yeah, you're right.
And he probably didn't have a lot of paparazzi, honestly.
Loves masturbating. Told a reporter all about it.
Is that true?
You don't remember that clip from a few years ago? She's like, how do you stay still young? And he's like, I masturbate a lot.
Oh, yes.
I might be paraphrasing that.
That's Marty.
Whispered it right to her. It was very funny.
That's Ernie B. That's my boy Ernie B. I'll tell you this, and you tell me if this ups the ante at all. He had his Oscar with him at Target.
Oh, well, then that does.
He was waving it around.
Special, yeah.
That's is our guest here? Did you? I thought I saw you waving.
I mean, if she is, I didn't get over.
Nah, we'd hear her.
This door would flung open.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one. Steven Tyler.
Nice. I mean, like, I think for me, I think it's always going to be more exciting to see a movie star than a rock star for me, because I just care more about movies. But there are certain rock stars that you're like, Jesus Christ, that's insane.
I think he's, I agree with Aerosmith, Kiss, you know, two of the biggest American rock bands. Mm-hmm. But I'll say this. I saw Peter Cetera in the wild. I got excited because I'm a huge fan. That ain't Steven Tyler.
No.
Even though Peter Cetera's had four number one hits.
Yeah.
That's more than Aerosmith has had.
Yeah.
But Steve, I got giddy when I saw Steven Tyler, and I got a knot in my stomach when I saw Peter Cetera because I needed to talk to him.
To me, Peter Cetera feels like a more, even though he's a star and he, I'm sure, acts like a star because he's been treated like a star, he feels more like a normal person.
Yeah.
Whereas Steven Tyler feels like, oh, wait, what's this guy going to do?
Yeah. You're also, I'll tell you this. If you see Peter Cetera walking out of the doctor's office, you go, oh, there's a guy that went to the doctor. You see Steven Tyler walking out, you go, hey, a fucking rock star just saw a doctor.
He's scarves
he's
everywhere.
He's never not a rock star.
He's always a rock star. But
Peter Cetera, like, I think if you took 10 random people and showed them a picture of Peter, or even just showed them Peter Cetera in person, 9 out of 10 wouldn't know who he was. Now, if you told them who he was, 5 out of 10 would go, oh, yeah, I know those songs. I know that band.
And then they would also say, is he still in Chicago? And he's been out of band for close to 50 years.
I'll one-up you a little bit, Matt. I believe if you took 5 generic white men and Peter Cetera and said,
Which one is Peter Cetera?
Yeah, people wouldn't.
I agree with you.
I might not be able to say. Like, I know what he looks like roughly, but I don't know what he looks like now. Yeah.
To be fair to Chicago, only in this conversation, because who gives a shit, they were a faceless band end
right.
until Chicago 16 yeah. and videos came out.
Right.
And they intentionally were a, we are a band
yes.
with a logo, and then videos happened, and Cetera was the front man who was the star of, quote unquote, star of the videos.
And let's just, not to put too fine a point on it, Steven Tyler is a unique looking human being. Like, even if he weren't a rock star front man, just going around the world looking like he looks, even if he dressed normal, you'd still go, that's an interesting looking person. Wow.
If I just saw that guy the other day, I would have come in here and go, I saw the weirdest looking dude.
Yeah.
let me walk you through what this guy looked yeah. like.
He looked like both a Frankenstein and a vampire somehow.
Yeah. And it was daytime, so we got to rule out vampire.
Yeah.
But he, I was, and I know we've talked about this before, but if we're sticking in the rock star world, I would say the only two that would be bigger would be Robert Plant and potentially Bruce Springsteen. If you yeah. saw them walking on the street.
Yeah.
I mean, Cher. Would you consider Cher a rock star? I feel like she is.
She's a star. She goes beyond. She's not a rock star.
I think she's just a star.
A star.
And I mean.
But you'd freak out if you saw Cher.
That is bigger.
I think if we saw Cher, I think the game is over. That's the biggest star you're going to see in public.
Yeah. That is kind of the Mount Everest of celebrity sightings.
I mean, that would be it. I don't count. Like, if you were at SNL 50 sitting in the audience and she's there, that doesn't count.
Yeah, right.
You need to see Cher at Rite Aid.
No,
game's fucking over.
She doesn't go to fucking.
She loves Rite Aid.
No fucking.
She
way.
Goes she there. Goes
to Rite Aid. She's gonna go there until they go out of business in a week and a half.
I buried the lead. I saw her buying some swim goggles at the Rite Aid up on Fulton.
I'm trying to think of someone who would. Well, Barbara Streisand would be maybe bigger than Cher, or they're equal. Maybe they're in the same ballpark at least.
I mean, you saw Redford, which is huge.
Again, not in the wild.
Right.
I saw him at his job. I knew he was there.
Yeah.
You saw Sigourney Weaver in the wild, didn't you? Or was that a show?
That was a play that she was in.
That doesn't, count. Doesn't count. Now, we saw Bradley Whitford the other night. He's a working actor. That doesn't even play into this.
No.
Exciting to see him just the same. Thought he was John Slattery.
Keenan Ivory Wayans once. Does that count? It was my first ever celebrity really sighting in LA.
I can tell you it doesn't.
What about The Time?
Oh, Garen, great, good for you.
Okay.
I mean, I mentioned this before. I met Gwen Stefani at a Halloween party, but again, not really the wild.
No, I think that's the wild.
I mean,
how is that not the wild?
Was it an industry party, or was it just a random party?
Oh, industry party then. No.
I love how we're very slowly going down the ladder of capital S stars to find which one we could claim.
I can't remember if we knew she was going to be there or not. Basically, Elise worked with a guy who grew up with No Doubt, with all those folks, and remained friends with is still friends with them. And so it was a work office party for a Halloween party for Elise's work. And this guy brought Gwen with him. I can't remember if we knew he was doing that or didn't know he was doing that, but whatever the case was, we were standing at a cocktail table and Gwen fucking Stefani walked in with him and he introduced us. And it was like, it was insane.
I don't disagree with that,
but I don't know that it's not really the wild. You're in a place, a scheduled location. It's not like
I don't know.
Happenstance really.
Here's how I'm just going to... Let's pretend at my Lotta Latkes, Gwen Stefani's there.
Yeah.
That's in the wild.
Not for you, but for someone else who walks in, maybe.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Although Gwen Stefani is...
tough.
Not even in the conversation, though. She's not...
She's pretty fucking famous, dude. I mean, it's just a different generation. I'm not saying she's at the same level as Cher. I'm just saying I was trying to think of rock stars.
I don't think she tops any of the names that we've mentioned.
No, but for people who were 12 in 1996, she's as big to them as Steven Tyler is to you. I'll say that much.
Why are you discounting Jewel?
Did you see Jewel?
No.
I saw Jewel in concert, but again, it doesn't count.
That doesn't count. That's I guess. Jewel was on my mind because she was an answer to a
pop culture Jeopardy question.
Or
I feel like I saw that too, but
no, it might have been regular Jeopardy.
You're way ahead of me.
That she was the most. She was the winner of Jewel. No, it was that. It was Gems. She was because it was something about gems.
Hmm.
She was the winner of the most recent season 6 of whatever, and it's The Masked Singer. It was the answer.
Okay.
So it's like, yeah, did the professional singer win and not the not Andy Richter? Did Andy Richter lose to Jewel?
Yeah.
I know it's not the same season. Save your emails.
I didn't know he was on that.
Yeah.
I
think he was the phone booth. just making some shit up.
What a great costume that would be, though.
That is not a bad.
It would be.
You know, I'd like to be the phone booth.
Then the reveal could be you open the door and he's got a Superman costume on.
Oh boy!
You might get into some copyright trouble with that. Yeah, probably. I don't think the master can afford the rights to the Superman costume.
What if it's like a knockoff, like just generic superhero
Red
costume?
Red Sun Superman for the Russian version.
You know who does that? Dean Cain.
Yeah,
Dean Cain is. In the phone booth. Yeah. But then they guess it too easily after they. You know, they run out of presidents that it could be.
They guess it too easily because all they have to do is just ask him who's the greatest president of all time.
Trump.
Okay, it's Dean Cain.
Is it Dean Cain? we watched. We are behind. We just finally Oliver and I last night watched episode 2 of the most recent season of The Floor,
mm-hmm.
And it. The preceding show is The Masked Singer.
Yeah.
And so you see literally 7 seconds of the end of that show
right.
Before The Floor. And Oliver goes, oh, get it off. It's so even that where it's nothing but music and them celebrating the person that just got kicked off is so overproduced and annoying that even 7 seconds is enough.
I don't know if you've seen enough. I think I've only seen
all
two.
Right.
Is it fair to say this early in the game, they have made the game harder?
The floor. Wait till you see episode 2.
I did.
Oh, you saw a convenience store?
Well, I mean, some of them are easy, but I feel like the rhythm of it is no longer easy, 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 harder, harder, harder. Like there'll be like a hard one early and it's
I don't disagree with that.
It's kind of weird. Like maybe that's okay. I don't really have an opinion.
No,
about
I think it should be that way.
Okay.
I think it should mix up.
They're already stunt casting. I don't know why I'm doing that.
Why did Dante from Mallrats?
Yeah, exactly. Why is he there? Why are there two people from The Bachelor
why is that
there? The black and white category. Did you see that one?
Yes.
No.
What are we doing?
I didn't see it.
Well, okay.
Didn't see it.
It's nonsense.
Well, the whole show is nonsense.
Yeah, they're definitely struggling to come up with new wrinkles, like ways to make it... fresh. I don't know.
Here's my thought on, for instance, the guy from Clerks,
yeah,
and the guy and the little guy from the Harlem Globetrotters.
Yeah.
I think they submitted to be on the show, and they got accepted. And by the way, we could use this as something because that guy. He's a working. He's nothing more than a working actor. He was in Clerks.
Yeah,
which I'm sure he made a nickel for.
Well, the only thing is, Kevin Smith has brought him back many, many times in bigger budget movies.
I recognize that.
So
but
he's
he
gotten paid since then.
But he is not.
But he didn't get shit for Clerks.
He's not Ben Affleck money.
Right. No.
He's getting.
And I can't tell how much work. He has gotten
other than
outside
Kevin
of Kevin Smith because I'm sure if you look it up, he's done other things, but
yeah, but again, he, and I'm sure he's had a nice career, but to him, when he won
the 20 grand,
like Jimmy Pardo, I'm sure he was excited.
It means something to him.
Yeah.
Which is nice. Like I'll give them credit regardless of how he ended up on the show. I like that. It's people that you kind of know, but it's not people that you're like, what the fuck are they doing on a game show? They don't need money. Like it's a good balance.
I guess that's
that
what I'm saying. Like when he says stunt casting, I don't think the guy from Clerks is stunt casting. I think that's a working actor.
Because who cares? Like that would be a weird choice.
Here, here.
Like if the producers were like, we got to get somebody big.
Yeah.
Get Dante on the phone.
Got to get him. And same thing with the Globetrotters. That ain't the guy you're picking.
No, it's just
if you're trying to get now the two people from The Bachelor.
I don't know. I don't know anything about that world. I don't know if that's exciting to people or not.
I don't. I'm not a fan of when I see reality show people on another version of a reality show, another reality show thing where it's like,
stay in your lane.
Get out of here.
You already had your run. Just enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the exception to that I will say is like if somebody is on, say, The Amazing Race, and then they're doing like an all-star or best who never won type thing, and they come back. That's fair. I like that.
On the same show.
On the same show, yes.
Yes.
I just don't like when they hop.
I don't either. I go, oh, that's the guy that was on Amazing Grace. Now he's on Survivor.
Like, yeah. They've done a lot of that because those are kind of sister shows.
Yeah. So what I say is you've taken a spot away from somebody else.
I don't know if you still do Strands, but.
Oh, yeah. I did not do today.
I didn't either.
Yesterday was the Survivor one.
Yeah. Not a fan because I haven't watched that show in so long. I'm like I see what it is, but I still don't know all the words. And I know it sounds stupid because it's a very basic thing, but I'm like, well, where's the word tribe? That wasn't in there. I'm like, I struggled is what I'm saying. And stupid. Once you know the theme, you shouldn't really struggle. But I was like, what the fuck?
Well, if you spent 30 minutes looking for tribal like I did.
Yeah,
I was down to alliance. And I immediately needed two clues because I could not fuck. Oh, by the way, I did not need two clues. I only needed one clue because I knew where the word was.
Right.
My brain was not giving it to
Same.
Me. Please tell me what letter to start with so I can get it.
It was embarrassing because I'm like, there's only one word left on here. I've got the letters. I just need to know the order they go in. Yeah. And I couldn't for some reason, the word alliance scrambled up is difficult to see.
There's a lot of A's and
yeah, I just couldn't, I had too much pride to hit the hint button. So I just like struggled with it for 10 minutes. But then I finally saw the ANCE. I was like, okay, that's got to be the end of the word. So what ends with ants? And then I got it.
That song, I know what song starts with it. Ants Marching by Your Boy.
Mm. Hey. You know, my boy. You're the one who can't shut up about going to that concert.
I mentioned it once.
No, you're talking a lot about whether you're going to go.
I mentioned it one time when I got the email.
It's been at least twice.
That's not a lot. I don't know how you work numbers.
You're all up in his business.
They're playing games for the Dave Matthews. If you want an aisle seat, you got to buy two. You have to buy two seats. And maybe that'll drop off after a week. I don't know.
I'll say this. I will go with you if you want to buy two tickets.
I'm out.
I'm not. I know it won't be good. I know I won't enjoy it. But
all right, I'll buy some tickets.
But at least then it's a, you know, it's a business write-off.
Well, it always is.
That's true.
But in this case, it's a double funny business. Yeah. All right, I'll look again.
Is it Hollywood Bowl?
No, Forum. You're out?
I was thinking it was a 20-minute drive, not a 40-minute drive.
Yeah, it's well, here's the thing. I may or may not get them. I may wait until the week before and buy a single seat.
Yeah, do that.
I may not go at all.
I don't want to go. I don't want to go.
No.
What am I doing?
You spoke too soon.
Yeah.
I did not like that they did that, though, because I got excited. Oh, look at all the aisle seats. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do that. And then I pressed it. You must buy two. And and I'm not alone, by the way. If you go on social media, people are not just that concert, because you also cannot leave a single seat.
Right.
And it's like, fuck you. This is what I want. I go alone.
Yeah, I'm buying one.
So. I go alone. And a lot of people enjoy going to concerts alone. Why are you punishing and penalizing me?
Yeah.
Because I don't have friends. Ticketmaster, why must you mock me, Live Nation?
I'm surprised they don't add a fee to that. Like, single ticket, it's an extra $10.
I'll do it.
They could then.
It's shocking that they don't.
I would rather do that than have the fucking wait.
It's probably they just haven't thought of it yet. Like, once they realize they could do that, and then, don't let them hear this.
All right, well, now the Never Not Funny curse is going to affect that.
Sorry.
We've killed single seat pricing.
What's better, having a stupid fee or not being able to do it by
I'm very clear. I will pay $10 more to buy that single seat.
But the reality is, for that show, you will be able to just buy a single one on
resale. I'll be able to walk in with some hippie in his backpack.
Yeah.
I won't be walking. I'll be carried.
I don't have any influence over this, but as I'm thinking about all the problems that you've discussed, I feel like there must be a way to be like, you could buy the row seat, and then otherwise, if you buy any other seat in that row, you're just buying that row. In other words, when you get there, you sit in any seat in that row, and if you've got to move around to make it so that people can get in, you move around.
Oh, you're saying so it's not like you're not buying one seat. You're buying admittance to a row, like
correct.
As if it was standing room only.
You think that that's what Live Nation should do?
Well, just certain sections should maybe work that way.
Where you're buying a GA seat for section P14, row 8.
Yeah.
I get there. If I get there early, I can get the aisle.
Right.
I kind of like that idea.
I don't dislike that idea. I dislike you. I know that's not nice to say.
It's not nice to say, and it's kind of like a weird thing cause since we spend so much time together.
It's also not relevant to the discussion, so why did you mention it even?
He ain't going to the show with me. I want to be clear that he's not an option.
Elliot, what would it take for you to go to a Dave Matthews Band concert?
Irma's saying she wants to go.
That would be one reason, possibly. The other
Which
possibility
will never happen, right?
I don't think so. Yeah. She doesn't like to do things,
like
but there. No, I mean she's. We're going to a show tomorrow night, so she was excited to
the Stephen Curran show.
Yes, indeed.
What?
You knew this already.
I did, of course.
Okay. Yeah. I would say, to me, if it's a small show, I think probably that would make me more like if somebody said, hey, I got two tickets. Let's say it's Dave Matthews at, I don't know, Dragonfly, which is like that seats maybe 200. I could be convinced to do that because that seems like.
I'm going to tell you this. With his band, there aren't going to be a lot of seats. That's too small of a venue. The tuba alone could take up.
They got 200 people.
Yeah.
That'd be a great show, though.
I would love to see him in a venue that size. And it sounds like he's doing it. He's at the Dragonfly.
I love that, like, for some people, you know, it's their favorite band. And you're like, I guess if they were in a 200-seat club, I'd go. They'd be like, these people would murder their parents to go.
I would murder my parents to go see it.
By the way,
and I'm not a fan.
I don't seek out that ticket to buy it because that's, like, going to be a $1,000 ticket or something, right?
It would be ridiculous.
And as you point out, a big fan should go to that. But if for some reason those tickets... If it was a choice between tickets at the Forum falling in my lap and tickets to that show falling in my lap, I don't take the free tickets to go see him in the Forum.
I hear you.
I don't like big crowds anymore.
Hmm. But you like big butts, right?
Cannot lie.
Attaboy. What you just said reminded me, and I know I've told this before, then we'll take a break, is when I overheard at a concert one guy go, hey, there's a rumor that Led Zeppelin's reuniting. I don't know if I go to that. Do you go to that? He's like, yeah, I don't know. And I'm like, you don't know if you go to the reunion of the biggest rock band of all time and you're at Wasp? What the fuck are you talking about? Like, I mean, are you kidding me? I remember Pat and I mocked those two guys for 3 hours at that show. Like, hey, seriously, Led Zeppelin reunites and you're on the fence if you're going, but you're here to see Sammy Hagar.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
That might ruin the show that I'm at if I hear somebody say something so stupid.
Right?
I don't know anything about Led Zeppelin and I'm there.
Garrett, I kind of did because it was in my head the whole time. I was irrationally mad at these dickheads. Like, this can't be a real conversation. It's like,
what are you doing?
Yes, of course you go.
Are they trying to prove how fucking cool they are? They're like...
They're at Sammy Hagar. No,
my point is, like, in their mind, Led Zeppelin is old and...
Oh, no, it's not that. These are these were the equivalent of me and Pat.
Okay.
There were two other...
So it wasn't
dorks.
Like young people who are like, this is my band. This is my era.
Can't be
everything
more clear.
Before
we were at Sammy Hagar.
But you could be at Sammy Hagar and be like, Sammy Hagar is what I consider the pinnacle. And anything before it, just, you know, it was all building up to what he did.
How much doesn't even think that.
How much does Sammy Hagar reference Lord of the Rings, though?
4 times.
Oh, okay.
I know that's more than you expected.
Yeah, it is a lot more.
Can't drive 55. That circle.
Oh.
What ring number one, sir?
Sure. Sure.
There's a slash through it. Don't be confused by the slash. That's okay. There so that you fucking morons don't catch on to what he's really into.
Well, you don't want to put that ring on either.
Thank you.
Like I'm going back into the labyrinth.
All right, let's take a break. You know what? I'll open up one of the mails. On the air.
Okay.
But the other two will wait until Monday. Okay. I assume. I don't know. It could be in there. It could be a slice of pizza. I don't know.
One of them is clearly perishable.
Yeah, that's
we
the one
have
that I'm going
to deal with it.
Yeah, I'm going to open that one. It won't come back. But I, while our guest was late, tardy, we're not making her wait. So we come back. Garen's got the con, new season, horror / sci-fi. And what a perfect guy to start to kick that off.
Good point.
Glad I got that.
I go fourth. I don't like that at all, man.
There's a lot, though.
There is a lot.
One of you three are going to get it.
Am I the right one to start it off?
Don't be a dickhead.
You don't want the con.
Don't
you want to play.
Yes.
I've already made my list, guys. I can't.
You can change it.
Okay. Well.
I can't.
Don't go deep cut to show off the three fucking listeners that give a shit. Oh, I went with...
I
didn't want to say
that. One email. Oh, I can't believe you picked that one. No one's ever heard of that one.
Yeah, don't be a jerk. All right, we'll be back right after this. Welcome aboard.
Hey gang, Matt here with some dates for you. Rachel Quaintance is on Instagram at RKQ. That's the letter R, the letter K, and then C-U-E. not the Lurk Cube, C-U-E. That's how you find her there. Reach out to her. She loves interacting with our fans for some reason. She gets a kick out of it. So yeah, do that. And then check us out on Monday, March 3rd. That's if you're listening to this right when it came out. Our Monday episode, the next episode we record, is being live streamed to Tier 2 and higher listeners. It is our 1600th episode of Never Not Funny. And we're going to stream it live to you guys so you get to listen to us in the breaks and all that fun stuff. We have an old friend coming by, so enjoy that. And if you're not Tier 2, you can always bump up at neverenoughfunny.com. Just go into your Platinum subscription thing and do that. Meanwhile, Jimmy Pardo is doing a stand-up comedy on the 15th of March at Flappers, the Yoo-Hoo Room in Burbank, California. He's going on the road in April. On the 16th of April, he's at Zany's in Rosemont. That's the Chicagoland area right by O'Hare Airport. On the 17th of April, he's going to be at the Comedy Attic in Bloomington, Indiana. 18th, he's at the Jukebox in Peoria, Illinois. And then in May, the 7th of May, he's at the Bug in Denver. The 8th of May, he's at the Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase in Michigan. And May 9th, the Hashtag Comedy Theater in Columbus, Ohio. There's Texas dates at the end of May and more beyond that, which I'm not even going to get into right now. But go to jimmypardo.com and click shows, and you will find all the shows that he's doing. And I think links to tickets are now up. So go get your tickets to see Jimmy live. It's a treat, and enjoy.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the program, episode 36. Hey, Vanzarelli style.
Oh, boy.
Shut it. We welcome you back into the show. Garen's got the con, as we talked about, dramas. Horror and sci-fi, which right up Garen's alley. Now, I'm going to bring our guest into the mix in probably 40 minutes. But Garen, I went to see The Monkey. Have you seen The Monkey?
No, I was supposed to see it Friday.
What happened?
My friend forgot she got us the tickets, and we couldn't go.
Is that money wasted?
No, it's AMC A-list, so I just canceled it. But
you know, he's elite.
Okay.
He spends $9 a month.
Yeah.
And she's the one who made the tickets. She booked the tickets and then didn't tell me. I learned through email. And then when I reached out and said, hey, what time are we leaving? For what?
She forgot.
The tickets you booked 24 hours ago.
Yeah.
She's been working a lot, so it's...
Sounds like it. Makes sense. Sounds like she's working a pot factory.
I'm working on my nerves, I'll tell you that.
Right? I would be annoyed if that happened to me.
What's this movie?
It's called The Monkey, and it's a horror slash comedy, and it comes close to doing both those things. You're never tense.
Okay.
You're never tense, and that's a bummer. Put your phone down.
I'm looking up The Monkey movie.
Doesn't matter what you're doing. Put it down.
Is it related to Monkey Man?
Yeah.
And also
I was thinking
Robbie
The Greatest
Williams
Entertainer.
It is not that either.
Yeah.
Wait, The Greatest Entertainer? The
Where the monkey plays...
Nope.
What's his name,
I think
right?
Greatest Entertainer is the... I'm thinking The Last Showgirl. It's called... it's not called that.
Well,
The Greatest Showman?
Yeah, something like that.
Well, that's not it
Hugh
either.
Hugh Grantman?
What is going on in this room? Is there a gas leak?
Don't say gas leak on the day that Gene Hackman died from a gas leak.
We don't know that. They said maybe it wasn't carbon monoxide.
All three of them just died mysteriously?
Listen, I don't
the dog,
know the
answer. The dog?
Okay.
The dog.
By the way, when people hear this episode, they'll all know what happened.
I guess that's
like
true. But can we just talk about one thing?
What's that?
Because I don't want to talk about this monkey.
His work in Hoosiers?
No. Can we talk about... And I, this is, well, whatever. The fact that whenever somebody famous dies,
yes,
people who have worked with them, even marginally, we lost a great one. Here's me being an extra with Gene fucking Hackman. Come on, man. What? He died. That's sad. When Lily Tomlin dies, God forbid, I promise you, I'll just tell you now, I will not post a picture of her and I from Will and Grace and tell the story about her giving me the Edith Ann doll, et cetera, et cetera.
But you saying that is just as bad.
This I'm telling is a fun story. Not
because, the way you tell it.
Well, she's just going to post a link to this episode when it happens.
Thank you. That's a good idea. It's less work. It's less work. That's this movie ticket situation.
And it helps us a little bit.
Yeah, I'm on board for that.
But
Rachel, we all agree with you.
Come on.
Tell her the thing that we laugh at all the time.
The most famous one, and I'm going to mangle it, is somebody, when Dennis Farina died, somebody said, this one really hurts. My cousin worked for his neighbor. it's not, those are not the exact ones, but it was, yeah, it's, it close
was,
to
it
that.
Was, it was that convoluted.
We're like, come, you on, don't have a connection, yeah, at all.
Come on. Like, it's, yeah, really,
this
annoying,
one really hurts.
This one's yeah, tough.
My godmother dated his cousin.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, or like Betty White. Yeah, it's sad Betty White died, but she was almost 100, yeah, right?
Well, oof, that's the other thing, right?
Oof, this one's tough. No, it's not.
Michelle Trachtenberg passing away at 39 awful, is a awful surprise and, yeah, horrible.
Yes. Awful.
But, yeah, when, look, the Gene Hackman thing is weird, and we'll, yes, and by, like you said, by the time they hear this, they'll be, they may have the answer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But let's pretend it wasn't a gas leak or something. He's 94 years old.
That's what I said to John. Right. I go, it's sad, but he's 95. And yes, it's sad his wife died. She was young-ish, yeah, you know, 65.
Don't dismiss that dog.
I'm not going to dismiss the dog. I didn't know it was a German Shepherd. I read the article.
Yeah, the dog, yeah, was only 47. It was very sad.
I'll say, oh, this, though. God. I hear German. What's going on in this country? Good. Let's start getting off.
Oh, stop it. Two other dogs survived, I guess. But yeah, I am... not.
Thank you, Entertainment Tonight.
Thank you. Let's look on the positive. I don't know
their
breeds
yet. Thank you, Weekend
yet.
Anchor on Entertainment Tonight.
Well, I might get a position in the cabinet then, right?
Yes, yeah, you got a good
so,
shot.
So, you know what I mean?
Rachel, we all agree with you. We've all talked about it over the years. I have been guilty of it when one of my heroes
too,
has passed
I'm
away.
Sure.
But I do find it weird when it is, you have no connection.
Yeah.
It's okay to just say, hey, this is sad.
Yep.
But this one really hurts. I like their movies. No shit.
Yeah. 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 We all.
I'm going to be the. Yeah. I maybe didn't speak up on this before. I do agree with the cousins, brother, whatever thing. That seems silly. But if I have a photo with a famous person who I liked and they died,
yes,
I probably will post it. I got a chance to meet them and I'm glad I did.
Okay.
Well, you know what, Elliot? If you put it in those words,
yes,
that's the way to do it.
Yeah.
But it's never those words.
It's never those
they
words.
They somehow make a chance meeting at Target into a life-changing,
yes,
event. I was shopping and then they took the time to talk. Blah, blah, blah,
or
blah.
The actors remind you, remember, I'm an actor and I played this role in this movie. Okay.
Well, it's also making someone's death about you.
That's what it is.
It's not about you. They're,
remember when I was on Will and Grace with Lily Tomlin?
Yes, you won't shut up about it.
She brought me that Edith Ann doll.
You will not give us a chance to forget.
Yeah, I know. And so that would be consistent.
You are the 9/11 of stories.
That would be consistent. Actually, when she dies, I may do it and just make it all about me. Because it was really great.
I think it's okay to
or
say.
Or Shirley MacLaine.
Like, because I'll just speak for myself. Most celebrity deaths don't have any effect on me.
Yeah.
So when one does, it's like kind of interesting and notable. And I think it's okay to say, here's what this person's work meant to me. Like, that's different, I think.
I agree. And I think also, like, Lily Tomlin, if I can reference that. Or Shirley MacLaine. God,
yeah, we heard her a second ago.
Protect Shirley,
yes,
MacLaine, too.
We don't have to protect them. They're old.
She's very old.
I know. But it's a nice thing to be like, this was one of the good ones. Like, this was actually a person who...
Not according to that memoir.
Which one? Lily?
No, Shirley MacLaine.
Shirley MacLaine.
Well, I don't care. My experience with
her was
great.
You said she was one of the good ones.
I said she was one of the good ones.
According to her daughter, maybe not so much.
Oh.
What are you talking about?
Wait.
You're thinking of Debbie Reynolds.
You're thinking of Carrie Fisher wrote the book that it was based on.
What I'm doing is talking about Jack Nicholson.
You're talking crazy right now.
This is the second fucking time I've done this today.
Yeah, it's like...
Maybe I shouldn't admit
but
that I fall down.
That made more sense because if you see the movie, you think
that's
what an actor is.
Yes, but I'm not 88 where I can't figure shit out.
I know real life from movies.
We're going to make a note of it just to check in with you in a while.
I do need to start
admitting that I fall. But Shirley MacLaine, like, that was a nice thing.
Why are you still talking? Take a fucking breath.
Because it was great.
To me, that's the really tough thing, though, is if you've had interactions with celebrities and they're positive,
yes,
you're it's tempting to say, you know what, they were a good person. They might not have been a good person.
No, they might not have been a good person.
That's the tricky thing is, like, you could have had a great experience with Harvey Weinstein.
That's true. But I think we, with my history, right,
I've
had one bad one. Everybody else, like Shirley MacLaine, was amazing.
If you say her name one more time, I swear to God,
Fosse together. Some people suck, and it's okay to say they suck.
Well, I know one,
but it's harder when they suck selectively. You know, like, because like you could have a good experience because, for whatever reason, you just did, but then they were shitty to somebody else, and you're like, well, I wasn't there, but...
Well, but that's the whole problem with our society. Not to get deep, but like, I don't know. I'm a man. Harvey Weinstein never tried to sexually assault me. Oh, yeah. Okay. Like, as a woman, you're just like, yeah, of course you didn't get raped or threatened to be raped. Yeah. What are you talking about?
Right. Yeah, you can't, like, you can't be on his side.
Ever. No. But every woman has a story, in my opinion. I could be wrong. Maybe your spouses don't. But every woman I know has a story. And it's like, yeah, that guy still exists in the fucking world. Mm-hmm. And he has a daughter, but I know him. Like, everyone has a story. You're being clear.
When you say every woman has a story, you don't mean everybody has a Harvey Weinstein story.
No,
I
mean,
they all have some asshole that worked. Yes, some asshole.
The gamut of
100%.
He talked to me this way to rape, sexual assault. Right? Mm-hmm. Every woman has the gamut, and you know, and that's just a fact. And it's not one man. It's not like, oh yeah, it was all that one guy.
Right. Of course,
25 million, 30 million of us.
Hey, speaking of which, I and maybe this has come out. Last night, I saw that the Epstein thing is going to be released today.
No, I thought it wasn't going to be.
They released phase one, and if you see the people they gave it to, your heads are going to fucking explode.
What do you mean by that?
They didn't give it. I'm sorry. I can't say who they didn't give it to. Some of the people I've seen they give it to are fucking crazy people on Twitter. Libs of TikTok.
Oh, okay.
Got it.
So they
all these citizen journalists that are nothing but shit-talking assholes, they all got.
And I'm sure it's
going to be all made up.
It's going to be, right?
It's going to be Bill Clinton, Bill Gates. Right. Blah, blah, blah. It's going to be stupid.
What a coincidence.
I can't believe it. All the people that speak out against Trump.
What a coincidence. And you're not on here, even though there is photographic evidence of you having been there.
Children.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Well, please die.
That'll be a sad one.
This one really hurts.
Wait for my Facebook post on that.
You know what? That one will hurt because my my tear ducts will be sucking in the liquid. God damn it.
How was John Quaintance?
Not great.
He was great.
That's rough.
No, we actually, and I mean this sincerely, there are people that, that was only his second time here.
I know.
But you would have thought it was his 1,000th. I mean, there are people that know how to be a good guest, and he is one of them.
Yeah.
Some people don't know how to be a good guest. That is not a slam.
No, I think I could. I can imagine if I wasn't your friend, I'd have no reason to be on this show.
Oh, nobody would tolerate what you do.
No, they wouldn't. What would I be even talking about?
But you wouldn't be like this on a different show. You would be.
I wouldn't. I wouldn't be because I think I did Regan Burns' podcast back in the day with Edie Patterson's husband. And you know how I get, right? I tend to retreat, like when I do the game show and stuff. Like, I'm not your person. You know, like when Scott Aukerman would have me on, you know, it was me. I think you were there. Greg Bear. I'm a shit show. Matchkin. I'm not funny. No, I don't even know what it was. It was years ago.
What did we do with you? Why would we have
Running Your Trap?
Well, no, but I don't think you had me on.
But we did
Flappers.
Running Your Trap. We did that a lot.
Yeah, but
the game show.
But I remember Aukerman had something, and it was me, him, Greg Barron. I can't remember what, that's not my scene. Especially Karen Kilgariff was on it. I'm like, these are heavy hitters. Yeah, I'm not coming up with the stuff.
I disagree with you. I think that while you're not a standing up comedian, you and let's be very clear about that. You in the moment are very funny.
No, I'm not. See, this is where we talk about how vain I am. This is why I'm not vain, because I am very clear. I mean, I was a shit show on that Scott Aukerman.
But that's
thing.
Because you got in your own head thinking you're not a heavy hitter and that you can't be up there.
It's the stuff where it's like, say something funny about this person and the audience said, not the road work, but it's the quickness that you get stuff like you do when that's your business, right? And so for me, like when you gave me the thing at Flappers, I'm like, oh, I better be prepared, you know, because you got Regan Burns who's going to sit and it's a lot like when Bruce sent me on.
Bruce Smith, super manager.
When he sent me to an improv show audition, like a Whose Line Is Anyway thing. And I said to him, I said, Bruce, if this is going to be like improv games, I am not your gal. I'm funny and it's fine, but I am not your gal when it comes to like that level of being really, really funny. And he was like, no, it'll be fine. You're going with Regan and Mitch Silpa.
You're not helping.
And I mean, it was all games that I did not know. So thank God for Mitch. He's like, okay, what this game is. Just explaining it to me. Don't do that. I should never be, because I look like shit. You look like shit.
I cannot, this has been the thing I've been with Bruce Smith for 30 years. And I love him to death. And he's a friend more than he is a manager at this point. But if I'm telling you I'm not right for this,
Yes.
I'm telling
Trust
you.
Me.
For all of us.
Yes. Yep. Yes, exactly.
Don't make me show up there. I look stupid. Oh, and then you look stupid by having record. Like, yes.
I mean, and Mitch was nice when we were leaving. I was like, Mitch. And he's like, no. I go, don't. Don't even. I sucked. It was ridiculous. Like, it was appalling.
Here's how I'm going to. Listen, we've all had that shit audition. So I'm not dismissing your thoughts, your feelings, or your emotions. But as a reminder, movies at our house were, hey, Jimmy and Rachel, go up to the bathroom and improvise how you would go to bed at night. And we did it, and we got the fucking job.
Yes, yes.
Did I do most of the heavy lifting? Of course I did. You're standing next to greatness with a toothbrush.
But I brought in the sexiness and the
You were sexy when you were younger.
No, I really wasn't. That was a bad haircut. I have too strong a jaw for that short hair.
No, that haircut
that
looked very
rocking.
Nice on you.
Nah. But yes, no, I agree with you. But that's a different setup than...
That's still improvising.
It is still improvising. I'm not saying
they
that
gave
I can't
us
be
nothing
sharp and
to
funny.
Go with.
I know. I'm not saying I can't be sharp and funny, but when you're on a stage with heavy hitters like Kilgariff, you, Greg Barron, you know, plus who I have a little crush on anyway, it's like, oh, this is... This.
You have a crush on Greg Barron?
Oh. Yeah, yeah, I've loved Greg Barron for years. Who's the other? Daly? What's his last
Andy
name?
Daly.
Yeah, that guy. That was another guy I did a thing with. And I'm like, I think it was with you guys. I'm like, this is not okay. This is not good for me. Because you know, some people, they're better. So there, can we put
it's
to bed the vanity?
It is
a competition if you're trying to be funny.
But no, but that, like in some ways in that situation, the pressure's off of you and you can just sit back and then jump in with a good thing.
But you got to have the good
thing.
But
here's where I'm going to defend her, because I've also been on those panels where there isn't really a place to go in
there.
And when
not.
When you do... It feels like a thud.
Yes,
or
big
you,
time.
And if you haven't established your voice, then it's even worse. So like you kind of have to keep up a little bit.
I
understand that.
I could cut in with like a Dwyer type situation, right? Because I've worked with him.
You're just as loud as him. Right?
And I'm loud as him. And I have a similar relationship. You know, not really. It's been a long time.
When's the last time you saw Bill Dwyer? Because he moved
Jesus,
to Las Vegas.
I know he's in Vegas. When I saw John Matta, this one hurts. When I saw John Matta on the Strike Line, he gave me the update about Bill Dwyer living in Vegas. It's been years since I've seen Dwyer.
I haven't seen him since maybe the pandemic when he did a Zoom with us.
It's been years.
He went to Vegas, and then he left the Omnipop agency. You know that?
Oh, I didn't.
Yeah, but he's no longer with Omnipop.
He's got the BattleBots or whatever it is live show. Good for him.
Which good for him. I mean,
listen, we all got to find our path in life, no matter how old you are.
And it gets tougher as you get older.
I know.
There's no question about it
in
this town. Women have it easier than men. about that not being true. Rachel Quaintance is here. Now, Rachel, I'm gonna get away from you. Honestly, being the most honest you've ever been, quite frankly, usually you're full of shit. But,
I think.
But you're not bringing it comedically, so we really have to move forward.
I think fans of the show.
Oh, hang on. I
got to
open this up.
Oh, yay, open it.
This is a perishable.
You're going to like this.
This comes
you probably
to us.
See what it is already.
What is? I've never seen one in person.
Oh, really?
Mm-mm. I've never been there.
Get ready for...
What
do you like
it's an elaborate joke? It's not at all what that says.
Well, here's the problem. This is where old man Pardo comes into play here. I did, you know, it's a Zoom call with one of our upper tier folks. And he said, I'm going to send you guys, what do they call king cakes? What are they called?
Yeah, it says on the box.
I'm going to send you a king cake. I don't have my glasses on, asshole. You see, I'm holding them. See, this is the problem. When you say that she doesn't know how to interject, that was an example of that. Right? It hit with a thud.
It's on the box right there. I tried it again. Is it funny the second time? Is it threes?
Not in the character voice.
It's threes, right? Is it comedies
right,
in threes?
One more.
Yeah. Just wait.
Yeah, here's the third one. So my point is this. Old man Pardo, the person literally told me Saturday, I'm sending this. Mm-hmm. I don't remember who said that.
Oh. And doesn't have a name in there? There's probably a note.
There's going to be a note. Look at the
little,
tag.
I think little, the notable
well, I guess
thing
it's just
here
FedEx.
Is it's FedEx has a king cake
yeah,
box.
Yeah, they do.
Like a branded... That's incredible to me.
I mean, this feels like it should have been refrigerated. Is that not true?
It just arrived.
It's kind of like a Danish. You know, it's kind of like a... You can keep it room temp.
It says to lay it flat, but I have to do
to
something
there,
with
yeah.
it to open it.
You have a knife, don't you?
Shut it.
Just take it on the bottom.
Do you like do you like donuts and Danishes? And
I don't like Danishes. Like, I do like donuts. John got a beautiful bunch of donuts in the shape of Good Cop, Bad Cop. His show on the CW. Aaron Wednesday. They were delicious.
Yeah.
I like a good.
You describe those like the way Trump would describe donuts. You got a beautiful set of donuts.
Yeah, no one's ever called donut. A donut beautiful.
They were, well, they, I've never seen a rounder donut.
Okay, they spelled out good cup, bad cup, and donuts. So it was.
That's nice. But I still don't know if that qualifies as beautiful.
Well, you know what? Fans
this
of the show, I will put up a link on a picture
yeah,
of it.
Hey, that
show,
I'm
going to hack in and I'm going to put it up. And you
do me a favor and shut it and take a breath.
Oh, boy.
That show airs Wednesday nights?
Oops, I think I deleted it. Wednesday nights. It was on, well, whenever this is airing.
I watch it on the courtesy of the app.
On the app. Nice. You can also do that. People are really loving it, as they should. It's a great show.
You know what the problem is? It's the box is glued in addition.
That's, isn't there a pull tab or something?
No.
It's a cake.
Has some opening.
I do feel like this should have been refrigerated.
What you need to realize is not every second of silence needs to be filled with your voice.
There. That's adorable.
Oh, I do like that.
Okay.
So the letter, each letter is a donut. That's
every,
cool.
I literally just said that. Yeah, it was beautiful. Isn't that
how
fun?
You said it.
That is cool.
Isn't that fun? Yeah,
also,
it's fun.
So I have to tune you out at some point or else I'm going to lose my mind.
That's
Matt,
true.
Take this from me. I can't fucking deal with it anymore.
One of my
I've never hated a box more.
One of my favorite.
And I call Rachel a box.
Oh, wait. Shut up. One of my favorite gifts that John gave me was a new razor blade. I feel like you should have a nice razor blade. And I, when I change the blade, oh, do you change the blade though? Maybe it's not a good enough blade.
It's a sharp. You want me to test it?
No.
Give me your forearm. Let's see how sharp this thing is.
I mean, that feels intense. Stack
feels
flack.
Intense. What the fuck does that even mean?
Cake and well, look at him. He's first of all, I've slit open my ankle with my.
I know.
Good razor
shut
blade.
It. It's awful.
But the scar was beautiful. It didn't hurt that much. I don't think there are a lot of nerve endings down there.
If it goes fast.
It went so fast, and it was a brand new blade.
Look at this. Here we go. All right. Oh, give me that.
Yeah, obviously.
Slide that
over.
Good
news, Jimmy. There's another box.
Ah. Oh, it does smell nice. Norma Randazzo.
All right, this is to James Pardo.
Who's that?
Oh, it was. It's Mason. It's Mason. He runs a...
Mason Quaintance? That's not a person.
What?
I mix up your kid. Your kids went to school
Mason
with...
Oh, Mason Katz-Vanzo?
Yeah.
Yes, he did. Sorry. Do we not say names?
No, it's okay.
Okay, you'll take it
it's
out.
It's fine.
This gentleman,
all right, whatever.
The two of you, shut up.
Oh.
He runs a theater in Atlanta.
Oh.
And so we thank him for sending this.
Nice.
Too high.
Huh.
Here's another shot.
I still feel like that should have been refrigerated. I just feel like this is a...
I don't know
catch
what
that one.
I don't know what you think you're going to get from the mine shaft of I think this should be refrigerated. But
I don't know.
There is no
I
gold at the bottom of it.
Here, I don't know.
Matt, put the mask on and then start whipping the beads at Rachel like it's really Mardi Gras.
Put the mask on so when you smother me, it'll be like, we don't know who
we
did
don't
it.
Know who did it.
This is crazy.
Mass
be
like,
murderer.
It'll be like eyes wide shut.
A little sexy.
We start fucking.
A little sexy, yeah. You get your character from the guy who loves to fuck, movies at our house guy. We miss him.
Two, five.
But you're always were putting your hand on me when you said
right.
it. Gently, you know.
Gently, not in a creepy way. It was
not
creepy.
At all. That was my least favorite character.
All right, this said something about if the planet. Hang on. Shut.
You threw it.
The thing I just threw at you.
Yeah,
give that back to me.
All right, Garen, you know what to do.
This cake should have been refrigerated or else you're going to die. That's what it says.
Actually, I think it does say refrigerated.
It says king, freezer.
Shut up.
Okay.
If your king cake plastic is stuck to the icing, don't worry. Just put your cake in the freezer for 15 to 20 minutes and pull the plastic off the icing and enjoy. All right, Garen.
Well, that is
and
the
also
case.
Kill the E. coli and botulism because if there's eggs in there...
They're made to ship.
It's okay. Basically bread
okay,
with
all right.
icing on it.
I'm thinking of the triple berry cake from Sweet Lady Jane.
Oh, my God.
Which is now $85 for a 6-inch cake, by the way.
Here's the beauty. I will now, and I mean this sincerely, Matt, the beauty of how great John was on Monday is I can still invite somebody from that household on this show.
Ford is pretty fun. That would be fun.
Oh, no.
Ford and Oliver together would just be like, what language are you speaking and what are you speaking?
I don't
They're both great kids, though.
But they would not be friends.
No, they wouldn't be at all. They wouldn't be at all. They're, then that's fine. But they both are so... The thing they have in common is how amazing they are with adults. And, like, totally comfortable
right.
meeting new people, in finding out interesting things about you. But them as two seniors in high school would be like, what?
Right.
What do you do? Yeah. Fascinating. Did that hurt?
Just 2 years at him.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know we had all switched to Garen.
Yeah.
Well, it's bad.
Did that hit a camera?
Yeah.
Don't do that, please.
That was...
listen to Elliot. Now he's all mad.
I don't like your tone.
Elliot, in fair, can I say this in all fairness? Did anybody think it was going to go a foot and a half? Did anybody see that happening?
Fair enough.
Sometimes I have a great shot off the tee.
Nobody... What?
That's a golf thing.
Are you left-handed? Did you throw it left?
No, I threw it... Shut up.
Why does he have to shut up? That's a legit question.
No, I'm right-handed. Here's what I was actually worried about. I was actually worried about knocking over that. And then, you knocked over the thing. And so the same, at the end of the day, the same bullshit happened.
But I like that Elliot, this is I'm going to defend Rachel for a second.
Thank you.
Because after it's already happened, saying, please don't do that, she's not going to find another necklace and throw it at your camera.
It's just shaming me.
Go get it and see if you can make it this time.
History of the show.
Yeah, history of the show has us throwing things for the next hour.
Yeah.
I'm actually a little bit upset about that whole situation because was a fantastic catch.
Yeah.
And it was lost.
Oh, you had a catch. I didn't even know you caught
it. Because you immediately got bombarded.
Yeah. And then Rachel tried to destroy Elliot's entire computer setup at home.
Yeah. What's the third joke again? Is it about the refrigeration? What was it again? What's my third? I have to bring it back.
Oh, then
I'm not
going to
tell you.
Oh, you're not going to tell me.
You've already said that 17 times.
Oh,
so
I'm too far now.
We're past the third.
Do we do it in
multiples of 18?
Multiples of 18. Yeah. All right.
Where are you going?
Hey, what do you think about this?
Oh, boy, he's looking at me. I'm taking these away. Look at him. What is that?
I want to, people do that?
I do it. Come here.
No. I'm doing, shoot it.
Oh, no.
You're doing this.
I'm doing the Fonzie. You remember that from Fonzie?
We did it on this very program.
I stacked them up. Boom.
I stacked up. You're not going to believe this.
How many?
212.
No, you didn't.
212 coins.
No, you didn't.
Yes. It's on video. 212 coins.
I'm not a fan of the show.
It may have been 18.
18. I taught my youth in the foster system. I was like, do you know this trick? Because I think it's important. We teach the new generation the cool things we did.
And nothing could be less important.
Stacking it. Boom. You remember that from Happy Days.
I remember it just from doing it growing up.
I did too. But it was either Richie or the Fonz did it. And it was a big deal.
If I had to guess who did it the best, it was Fonz.
Probably the Fonz, yeah.
And then he went and fucked that Mrs. Cunningham.
Oh, you know he fucked Mrs. C. While I said earlier, Tom Bosley jizzes into a hefty bag.
What? Yeah, because his wife won't.
Tom Bosley's mad. Yeah, his wife's fucking Fonzie. Of course she's mad. Look at me and my new topical bits.
Oh, okay. Listen.
Guy's been dead for 15 years.
Bosley has?
Bosley died in 2010.
Aww.
Here's how I remember. Didn't I bring it up on the last show? Yeah, with John. Because we did a whole series of commercials for TBS.
Oh, yeah.
And with Conan's punchline to all of them was something about Tom Bosley. And then before they could air, Tom Bosley died.
Oh.
And we had to scrap the great run of commercials with Jimmy Pardo and Conan O'Brien.
Why did Tom Bosley come up in that? That seems so specific.
It's just a random
because it's Conan.
Okay.
Conan would make on a regular basis. Tom Bosley and Conrad Bain. Those were the two that would come up all the time. Are you thinking about Conrad Bain?
mine. I don't really have one like that, but I.
But I must.
But I have
but
to
I have
say
to
something
speak
here
about how much I love the Tuscadero cousins from Happy Days, Leather and Pinky Tuscadero. Remember them?
Mm-hmm. You were a fan of Susie Quattro? And Roz Kelly?
So Ford said to me the other day because we were watching the Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders, making the Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders, America's Sweethearts, or whatever it was. It's fine. It loses steam. You think there's going to be more than it is. It's whatever.
Nudity?
But no nudity. No. But I said to Ford, I was like, oh my God, my first crush was like the Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders. And I was like, isn't it crazy that I ended up straight? And he's like, are you? You talk about Leather and Pinky Tuscadero quite a bit. And I'm like, no, I am. But my first crushes were like hot chicks in cute little outfits with the tie. Yeah. You know, that's what we used to do in the 70s and the 80s. You tie the little shirt.
You know when
shirt.
They didn't do it? In the 50s.
Yeah, that's probably true. That's absolutely true. Mm. Because Leather was the one who wore the brown one.
Well, Leather would wear the leather, believe it or not.
But I know, and Pinky would wear pink. I know. These were my crushes. I know, I'm familiar about the Tuscadero cousins. Were cousins.
That's Tom Bosley.
Oh, look at him. Sorry, did I blast off the microphone now?
Now?
Is Elliot going to yell at me about the microphone?
No, that's my purview.
Do you need me to?
No.
But somebody should. I've never seen Tom Bosley look like that.
Neither have I.
That's why I'm showing you guys. It's
classy.
It's
how about
noir.
Now show famous Tom Bosley.
It's his Merle face.
What about Carl? What's his name, too? Weathers. He was young once.
Carl Malden. He does look like a newsman there. You said Murrow. It's definitely got that vibe.
It's got picture? What's that? It's that famous.
There's picture. His autograph.
Yeah. Okay, you can sell as long as that. One time.
There he is. There's our guy.
Yeah.
I wish I could do a Tom Bosley impression.
What would it even be?
Was that from Murder, She Wrote?
I would sound like him. That's what an impression would be.
I'm not familiar with how impressions work. No, he wasn't. One time, Friends. When I waited at, when I waited tables at Chin Chin, J.C. Chassé came in from NSYNC, and I had a big crush on him at the time. Mm-hmm. It was the time.
You have a crush on?
It turns out I have. They've waned now that I'm old. But
she's in a loveless marriage.
But I asked my friend Junior. I was like, oh my God, I have such a crush on J.C. I didn't want to wait on him, you know, because that would be stupid. I didn't want him to know. And so my friend Junior got his autograph signed on a placemat for me. And he gave it to me. That was nice, whatever. And then I went on eBay just for fun. I wasn't going to sell it. But the amount of people who had fake J.C. Chassé autographs pissed me off so much that like people were bidding on it. And I'm like, I watched him sign it, you know, scary across the restaurant watching him. And people were selling, and that made me so sad. Yeah. That's not okay.
I lost it. Was it Junior?
Yeah, Junior. Mm-hmm. We both had babies at the same time. He had a daughter around the same time I had Harper. We did some fun play dates together at the WeHo Park. Yeah, me and Junior. At the WeHo Park.
I believe it was Hollywood.
Yeah.
You used to live in WeHo.
I did.
Mm-hmm. You ever see them?
No.
Interesting. You might have. In fairness.
Yeah, probably.
You might have.
Well, actually, Zoe went to preschool with Ford.
Them.
That wasn't in West Hollywood, but it was in Hollywood.
In Hollywood, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I wasn't the cool mom there at that school, and I should have been because nobody went to that preschool. And then me and a couple of my girlfriends were like, let's do this. And the first year of that preschool was just a mess. They couldn't keep staff. But we were just like, well, we got nowhere else to go. And we love Miss Cindy and we love Miss Delila. And so we stuck around and then it became that. So
we built it with
my own two hands. Then by the time Ford got there, I'm like, clearly everyone's going to be like, hey, but no, they didn't care.
They didn't treat it that way.
No, they were like, no, Ken Marino's here. We don't care about you.
You're out.
Oof, that was
He's a good actor.
He's a great actor, but nobody cared about me. And then nobody cared about being friends with Ford. And I was why can't I have cool friends?
That shouldn't be hinging on the adults in the situation.
Oliver won't be friends with Ford.
Yeah, I mean.
He's like, his mom would shut up. He mentioned a kid running his trap. He can't be stuck in a car with that. Those are Oliver's words, not mine.
Oh, God, I feel like.
I know, he's usually a nice kid, but he cannot take Ford.
Oh, really?
He really can't.
I thought we were talking about me, but he's moved on to both of us.
Oh, no, believe it or not, he finds you amusing. Ford drives him crazy.
I would love to see them being roommates in college.
It would be the Odd Couple.
It would be. But it would be great because they're both great kids. So it would just be like, yeah, okay.
I know your daughter went through this. Harper went through this because is she done with college now or is she a senior?
She's done. She finished a semester early. We'll go to New York in May to have her.
We got law school coming up, don't we?
She's taking a year off first. I'm not sure who's paying for that.
Just to run up your credit card again?
Don't even talk to me about it. She's been very good about the credit card lately, by the way. I had to put some
stiff. Well, she had to be. You.
Well, we lost all of our money is how I say it. Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
So I was going to say, it's now all these kids, they connect on social media before they get to the school.
It's weird.
So, what's the upshot of that? Can you bail on a roommate situation if you feel like it's not going to be good?
You can.
Oh, you can?
You can. And you can kind of be like, and.
But that isn't part of the fun to get stuck with a weirdo and then just
I don't know about that.
But you want to be in a room with a MAGA? You go down there and you got a MAGA as your roommate? And then you're guilty by association?
Yeah, exactly.
Even though people understand how roommates work, but if you walk out of the door with that dickhead. But
not if you take a shit in that hat.
Well, yeah. But you know, they have many more questions. Who was your roommate at Emerson? Just a rando?
I had two.
Yeah, I had two also.
Two guys who were also studying film. So we all were film buffs. And, okay. Yeah, it kind of worked.
But I think some schools, obviously, Harper was in a dorm where it was she had to take one extra class because it was the honors dorm or whatever. And it was a smart move. It was the newest dorm. She had air conditioning, you know, blah, blah, blah. But they have so many. Well, plenty of places don't have air conditioning.
Can I say something? And I mean this sincerely. I love you from the bottom of my heart. You can't make fun of people on the internet saying that they met a celebrity anymore. Your stories are fucking horrible.
Well, this one isn't anywhere.
You're admitting that now.
You're worse than all of them. Nobody gives a shit about your kid's AC.
I'm getting tired myself. Right now, honestly,
she threw the AC in because she knew the story sucked. Maybe this will be interesting.
Is this something? No, but so she was put with two kids. kids who were like two women who were just like, yeah, kind of similar, like a little bit smart, whatever. But I, at Emerson, I had a theater major and a broadcast journalism major, and we didn't know anything about each other. But now they have tons of questions. So I don't think you would be put with somebody who is diametrically opposed.
I agree with you.
To you. But yeah, some people do the roulette, basically.
I don't mean politically. Like, that's a different thing. But I think it's good to be with people who aren't the same
exactly.
as you.
Exactly.
Agreed. But here's the thing. At Emerson, if I would have gotten put with two partiers, I did not party.
Yeah.
And even my sophomore year, when they filled up the dorm on Charles Gate and they filled it up more, our floor suddenly became party floor, and I lost my mind, because I was up at six every morning. But the FAFSA, or what are they? FASP.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
freshmen, it's like a program that's like, hey, your grades weren't good in high school, so we're going to take it easy for you. None of those kids had classes before noon. I'm like, this should be the opposite. I should be able to get, to have acting yeah. for 3 hours. Why did I have acting for 3 hours?
That's
every
too much.
It was too much.
It's a lot.
By the way, have you gathered that, because this blows my mind, that Emerson is now hard to get into?
Yes,
it was such a blow-off school when we went there.
See, but I didn't think it was because I sent my audition tape. No, I know, but theater, you hope there's an audition process.
Although they chose me for my acting skills, brilliant artistic work.
Listen, they did, because they gave me a lot of money, because we had no money. I mean, as previously noted, my parents' checks bounced, and then it was literally like closing the window on me. No checks. I'm like, Mom, my check bounced. We were poor. But yeah, now it's hard to get into. And I'm like, are you serious?
I know, it's weird.
Really? Okay.
I don't like it.
Well, it's all fancy now, too. They don't have the crappy Beacon Street, you know, 100 Beacon and this random dorm and that. They don't have Charles Gate and Fens Gate anymore.
Right. But they were crappy, but they were in an insanely fancy neighborhood.
Ridiculous.
And so they turned they sold them and then made millions of dollars.
They made millions of dollars on them. And I actually felt more like a student at BU at Emerson. What? What are we doing? You have a question? No, we're busy. This is Emerson Forum right now. My dorm, I don't know. Did you ever go into an apartment then at Emerson? I never did. I couldn't afford an apartment.
Yeah, after my freshman year.
Fancy pants over here. So I was in the dorm all 4 years. I'll tell you what, though. That apartment on Arlington.
Yeah.
I was 10 floors up, top level, looking over the public gardens.
It's gorgeous.
That was an amazing experience.
I never knew anyone who lived there.
Oh, my God. It was amazing. And then we got caught. We were trying to impress Alec Baldwin's personal assistant, because he was shooting a movie at the time.
Uh-huh.
And so we made friends with this guy, Mike, who we would see when we came out to L.A. He gets to do that. He gets to ruin the microphone.
Honestly, I feel like he deserves a prize.
Wow. He doesn't get in trouble.
Look at that.
I mean, he did get a prize. She stopped talking. Don't make me do that joke over and over, Rachel.
Anyway, we went up
to
the
roof.
What
was the movie that Alec Baldwin
was in? It was that movie where Alec Baldwin was playing God with Nicole Kidman, where it was like he was the surgeon.
Malice.
Oh.
Yes, Malice. Oh.
That movie is great.
They were filming that.
He wasn't playing God. He was, I guess it's
okay. No. Yeah, he was a surgeon. I am God.
Yeah. But the way you said that, I thought you mean like his, like in the credits, it was like Alec Baldwin as God.
it was George Burns was in it. I mean, it was great, right? John Denver.
John Denver.
I love those movies. Oh God,
I liked the first one, and they fell off a cliff. Man,
they did fall off a cliff.
You know, like, oh God, you devil.
I don't know how. I mean.
That's the only one I saw.
Literally, it's like they went to people like, you ever write a movie? We haven't. Here you go.
Can I get that gig now? I would love that gig.
This old comedian's God. Go.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
Oh, my God.
The first one was good, though.
It was good.
Yeah.
And John Denver was great casting because he was so sweet in the role.
That was that era of, like, remember, what's his name played a dead tap dancer and Sally Field was his wife and she could see him as a ghost? Remember? I remember going to see these movies at the West Acres Movie Theater of
Gregory
like.
Gregory Hines?
No.
Did you pay cash? Hopefully you didn't pay a check, because I understand this box.
You know what?
Kiss me goodbye.
Who's the actor?
James Caan. Jeff Bridges.
Jimmy.
Yeah.
Caan.
Yeah. Those were the old movies, and it was just like you went to. I mean, we all went to movies every single weekend. That's what we did. Now we don't.
The ghost of a dead husband haunts his wife as she moves back to their house in New York City.
Yep.
She's about to marry an Egyptologist there. Hell of a log line.
Wow, they put that in the one line.
So she was going to marry not James Caan. Who is it?
Jeff Bridges.
Oh, okay.
That's fun. Oh, God, I can see myself walking into the West Acres 3.
Go backwards and say, when you say we went to the movies every weekend, we don't know. You don't go to the movies?
oh no, I haven't. The last movie I saw in the theater was Wicked, and before that would have been my mom and I going to see The Glass Onion, like a once a year.
Wow.
No, we don't.
I go three times a week.
No, you don't. What are you seeing
maybe
three times a
twice
week?
Twice saw the monkey.
The monkey.
I saw the monkey.
Yeah.
I go minimum twice a week.
John and Harper went and saw The Substance or Substance, whatever yeah. that one was. Yeah, they hated it. No, I
mixed reviews in this room.
We don't.
I love it.
Going to the movies these days can be just you in a movie theater.
Yeah, that's true. It's not the collective
which
experience.
Which is a lot of.
I will say that here's what happened with the monkey. The monkey, there were, let's say, 20 people in the theater.
Mm-hmm.
Two gentlemen and a lady, talked as if they were in the privacy of their own home.
God.
And everybody else was afraid to say anything to them. Clearly, we're afraid because I wasn't going to.
Why?
I don't want to get murdered.
I get it.
I don't want to get murdered shushing.
I understand that. I remember when John and I were in Seattle, we went to a movie, and it was like, I didn't like Seattle, really.
You don't want to hear my story, then? You don't want me to finish this thing up?
Finish it up.
Go ahead.
No.
You and John had a similar situation?
We were also Seattle. Scared to be killed, but it
That's
was Seattle.
Where grunge is
from. So grunge.
They're full of anger.
Yes. Kurt Cobain could have
What movie were you seeing?
In Seattle?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Was it Sleepless in Seattle?
I hope not.
I mean,
she says no.
I take that back. On Ford's birthday weekend, he was like, I want to have friends over. I don't want you guys here. And then we're going to go to the club. So John and I went and saw Die Hard at one of those hotel rooftop movies where it's not dark enough. But
but
you get the headphones. That's what makes that experience better.
Those assholes can
talk, but I'm sitting right here.
I was just going to say, because I was thinking, like, why don't current movie theaters let you use your earbuds to listen to the movie?
I don't want the
$50,000 speaker system is better than your shitty earbuds.
Yeah, that is
well, but
true.
That's part of the experience is getting the nice sound.
Well,
you don't have to do it, but if they have that as an option, then if there's people chitter chatting, then you avoid.
You know what? I will tell you this: if I had my earbuds with me and that was an option, I probably would have done that because it was. It was rude. I don't know if the monkey is good or not because I was distracted by these three people. And they, by the way, they were aggressively talking.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
is why
Dare
people
me.
Were on their heels of, I don't want to say anything because those three have the energy of they will
do it.
Tell me to fuck off and then I'm going to get beat up on my way to my car.
Like they were daring someone to challenge them.
Yeah. They were very, they had an energy.
Yeah. You're not going to tell me what to do.
Yeah.
Which is my energy normally.
And I did not tell them what to do.
No. I know, but that sucks because I get stressed like that and then John will get mad at me. Like,
why is he mad at you? I mean, I understand why he's mad at you, but why in this situation?
Because it'll just be like probably it's not as big a situation, right? And I'll be just like, oh my God, and he'll be like, oh my God, he can't hear it or whatever. I get locked in and I hate rudeness and I hate just like disregard.
So you're distracted by the rudeness and he's distracted by you being distracted.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. He also doesn't let me eavesdrop. I mean, I do, but he hates it when I eavesdrop.
He
hates when I eavesdrop.
Of course he does. It's awful.
It's amazing because you know what?
What'd you hear?
I've heard a lot, but when he did it one time, he was like, holy shit, you're not going to believe what just happened.
What'd you say to him?
I was like, see, it's amazing, eavesdropping. It was about this, we were flying to Minnesota, super, super, our flight got delayed, sun country, for hours, because they didn't know they had to de-ice the plane in the middle of winter.
So. Sun country's not aware of that? They're not around anymore, are they?
Yeah, they are. They're a Minnesota-based.
And they fly to Los Angeles?
Yes, that's like one of their, it's like they're like warm spots. We go Minneapolis to Cabo, Minneapolis to Cancun.
Why not take Delta?
Because it was so expensive. It was so expensive to take Delta because, believe me.
Why would you take Delta?
They love to fly.
Shows.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
So anyway, John heard this whole conversation about this boy meeting this girl.
We're really going into this?
But it was fascinating because then we got to follow the whole story. They talked the whole plane. They switched seats to sit by each other.
Oh, boy.
Then they got, and I'm like, Ford, you've got no game. You like, this guy just picked up a random chick here at the airport, two young college kids. Then they got to the baggage claim and they're figuring out, should we? It was fascinating. And that's what you get when you eavesdrop. Great stories. Guys, this has been a crap episode for Rachel Queens.
Wow.
Do we agree?
No.
I do. I'll go home and say this was one of my best.
You can't agree with yourself.
You can.
Do you, I don't mean this sincerely. Do you want to pull the shoot on this episode?
It's interesting that your assessment is negative, and yet you won't stop talking.
I'm going to stop now. I'm trying to see where we go. Let's see where we go, guys. Let's just talk.
All right.
Let's just do it.
Do you not talk at home?
You can imagine when John was gone in Australia for six months.
Nuts.
Ford. But I really didn't, because I am very talkative at home. Do you know, I still do this. I still do cooking shows for myself, like when I'm making dinner.
You do a little presentation for nobody.
I do. But this past one was funny because Chopped was on, and one of the judges goes, "Chef Rachel, what are you making?" And I was like, "I'm really trying to get together my lemon thyme pasta." So it was fun.
I don't want to be this guy because I hate people that say this.
Yeah.
Why don't you set up a little camera and then put those on the internet?
You know what? I tell you why. Well, first of all,
get on Twitch.
First of all, John gave me an amazing Dyson wet to dry hair thing. Expensive, okay. Which I don't like. I like razor blades for Christmas. I like weed tools to cut down for my birthday.
A lot of knives and blades.
Yeah. Well, I got a lot of work to do around the house. We got a broken furnace that I FaceTimed my dad about last night.
All right. Idiot.
So John splurged and got me this Dyson hair straightener.
Yeah.
And I love this thing, but I had to watch videos to figure out how to use it. And so now, whenever I use it, which I did last night, I feel like people can see it different.
Yeah.
It's like a blowout. So it's actually paid for itself already. I do my own little show for myself. Nobody cares. That's why. Because you started the podcast.
Nobody cares about the internet.
Nah, who cares?
You would be funny.
Podcast. Who cares? There's a million podcasts. There's a million YouTubes. There's a million
people would find
this is a TikTok
thing.
Nobody's telling you to do that.
I'm saying she should be on Twitch with the cooking.
I don't know what Twitch is.
Twitch is a little streaming platform. Yeah.
Okay, but nobody cares.
You would be putting what you're already doing to some use, and then if a few people find it, look, you know who would find it? Never Not Funny listeners they would watch it.
Yeah, they would.
And a bunch of 12-year-olds who need to learn how to cook.
It could be helpful.
Rachel, that comedian Leanne Morgan was a road comedian that nobody knew. She started putting up little TikToks and reels, and now she has the Chuck Lorre sitcom. So
who's that? What
exactly?
That's my point.
Yeah, I know. And Ford says the same thing. He's like, "Why don't you do a podcast? Why don't you do that?"
Well, nobody's telling you to do a podcast.
No, we're
well,
begging.
I'd like to rent a studio.
We're begging
and
you not to. In fact,
and I can't be more clear. Nobody is saying to do that. We're telling you to set up a little camera when you're doing these. For yourself, cooking shows. Why not?
Here's what I thought of. What did?
I want to support this because one of the challenges with Twitch is that there's the chat going and they want to be friends with you, kind of. And I think Rachel actually, and I'm very sincere about this, I think your personality is the right personality for all these people come in.
I love talking to people.
Not just that though, but that they're looking for somebody to be friendly to them, and you want to be friendly to people, sometimes strangers.
Pretty much all the time.
And again, I hate these people that would say, you're really funny, you should have a camera on your head, but I can't stand that. This is a time where I sincerely mean this could be good for you.
Here's the one thing I thought of that I thought was an actual interesting thing, especially for women, is you should know how things work around your house. I'm not saying all women don't. Obviously, I'm not trying to make a blanket statement, but I think it's really important to know things like,
give me an example.
Where's your oil dipstick? How do you check your oil? Ford doesn't know how. You should know. Now, a lot of cars don't have dipsticks anymore. Okay, but
they do if you're driving.
Oh, boy.
That was brilliant. Also, you should know to change your air filters in your furnace and your HVAC unit, right? These are things you should know. You shouldn't be afraid of your crawl space.
I've never been prouder of a joke.
I can feel it radiating out of you.
I've never been. I like the wording. I was happy with the wording, the timing, all of it.
Yeah. Do you change your air filters for your HVAC?
I have a gentleman who comes every 6 months to do that.
Why are you doing that? First of all, you should change your filters every 3 months, especially in LA. We've got a lot of it.
This particular filter is a high-end filter, doesn't be changed every
months. I get that. You have your allergies, so you're a little bit more intense. Those outdoor cats.
Sure.
That you guys feed and take care of.
Yeah, but Benjamin's out there, sun-kissed.
Maybe this will, because Elliot was alluding to this, like what would sweeten the deal for you to do this is because it's like you set your camera up, you're cooking dinner and you're talking because you're doing that anyway and you're going to do it like a show. But it's the people who are watching can chat, and then you get into their business and you give them advice on their life, which is what you really like doing.
I love talking to people, full stop. But you know who else does? Ford does as well. That's another thing he has. The stuff when his Australian driver picked him up from
the
airport.
He's gone in 6 months.
Yeah, why don't we
hear it? I don't know.
Why do you love Ford so much?
Well, because of the stuff the driver told him when they were driving.
What did the driver tell him?
He was like, that's where I first felt titties, right over there. It's driving by some high school.
Which
so
one?
People like to share.
Why are we mad at that?
We're not.
Because it was the day before?
All right, I'm a little mad.
People like to share things, I find.
But you understand this cooking thing could be this, where you, while you're stirring, you go, and don't forget, every 3 months you should change your filters. You know, but you could bring both of these into
this
world.
My dad, us fixing stuff.
Dad. Well, why do you have to bring...
Because he fixes stuff.
Ford's not involved. Your dad's not involved.
This is all you.
This is all you explaining to people, because you bring up a good point. There's a market out there for people that don't know these things around their house. I'll tell you this. I have a fire extinguisher in my house. I couldn't tell you. If there's a fire, I don't know how to use it.
Yeah,
it's there.
Well, you know, the problem with those fire extinguishers, you can only use them once, as opposed to the fire extinguisher my dad sold back in his multi-level marketing days, Brigade 2001. That thing, you could reuse it a million times over. Not only that.
How is this?
How many fires
he made
are you
us,
having?
We didn't have a lot, but he would make us in the videos, like when they were talking about, spray our hand and lick it. That's how safe it was.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Was he trying to kill you?
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, that might explain some things that are happening now as well.
No, it's perfectly safe.
It
does affect your brain where it doesn't tell you how to take a breath.
100% asbestos. Totally safe.
What? Yeah, how many fire? I think I'm okay with my fire extinguisher only working the
fire
one
time.
That's not true. You'd be surprised.
No, you have a fire, you use it, and then you replace it.
And then I go to Home Depot and get another one.
No. That's what Big Fire wants you to do, isn't it?
Again, I ask in all seriousness, how many fires were in your house as a child?
None, actually, but because we knew, hey.
So you didn't need a multi-use
fire. No, but
you don't need the brigade.
You do need a multi-use fire extinguisher. You do.
No, you
a
don't.
A lot of little things. Yes, you do. I want the, I
right,
want the
Rachel,
fans
if I may,
to win on this.
I have the one fire extinguisher, which, by the way, is probably expired.
I'm sure it is.
Right.
Yeah, it's not going to work.
So my point is, they happen so infrequently, you just need the one. I'm not going to go, okay, then put the cap back on it like a shampoo and use it again for the next fire.
Just spray it. That's the, see, you don't even know how the Brigade 2001 works.
I
feel sad for you.
The fire knew that they had.
They knew. It was scared. It was scared.
It stayed away.
You got to stay away from this house.
They moved to the one next door.
Is the Brigade, is it still available?
I don't know. I'm looking it up.
Okay. Why the one? Brigade 2000 just sounds better.
Well, I don't know.
Was it the next
this
one?
This was, you know, keep in mind, my parents, when we were broke, were doing multi-level marketing, not a Ponzi scheme.
Sounds like it might have been, because you don't need a fire extinguisher more than once.
Did they do the juice thing?
Darren.
No, the
juice.
God, this is sad, you guys. I can't find the Brigade 2001.
With our administration right now, be very careful with the language, sir.
But my mom was involved in one of those markets.
Yeah, the juice one, right? That was the big one.
No.
It's been creating excellence.
And yeah, my mom did. So this one, it was called Scientia. And that was the umbrella that Slick 50 was sold under, which is actually a very good product you can get at stores for your oil.
The Slick 50?
Slick 50 still exists. Brigade 2001. This was tough because I was 12 and they invited me to sing at their big convention.
Who did?
Scientia down in Houston.
How did they hear about you?
My parents told them all about me.
Of course.
So I went down there and they're like, okay, you're the next performer.
What'd
and
you sing?
Eye of the Tiger. And but before me, they had a fire victim, a man in a prop plane who really only survived because of his weird synthetic polyester, well, maybe it was cotton. I don't know, whatever it was. Severe burns. And he laid down all these tracks to create one beautiful orchestral song of him.
Yes.
So every other voice was also him. People are weeping.
Oh, no.
They're just about crying. I'm crying because it's so inspiring. And he's, you know, 80% of his body. And then it's like, and now here's Rachel Sundy. She's going to sing the Eye of the Tiger. And I wore this like silver lamé dress with the cowboy hat.
Very flammable.
It's the Eye of... Very flammable. That's right. And I went on...
Rise it up.
I went on after him and, you know... It was like, wah, wah.
Yeah.
A little bit like the future when me and Greg Barron on stuff. Wah, wah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Really oh, anyway, so I do because he's super funny. Brigade 2001, Fire Extinguisher, Slick 50, De Saison, which was, of course, Color Analysis.
Of course.
I still have one of the blush brushes.
You do?
Yeah, I probably should get rid of it. It's been 40 years.
No, it's a nice souvenir from your childhood.
You still use it, though.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah.
Well, that speaks to how great it was.
I guess. Yeah. I'm a spring.
You guys, it works
I'm
wonderful.
A spring. Oh, you guys remember the Color Analysis.
That was a big deal.
Huge. What? Every woman did it.
He's too young.
I don't remember.
He's not that much younger than me.
Men did it as well. It was a big thing.
Yeah.
In like 1978.
Yeah. My mom will still sometimes be like, well, I mean, she's a summer, so. Like, it's mostly because of your personality as well, which is all like, which is it? Astrology, summer, you know, birth order.
All nuts.
What's the other thing that people a few years ago got all up into is the, I'm an ENTS or whatever, you know, like.
Oh, the empath or I'm an
introvert.
Yeah. The personality test. Yeah.
I forget what it's
called.
That was a big thing on dating sites.
Yeah.
You'd post that.
It was like supposed to be a little more like of a scientific version of basically just astrology.
The old day. Yeah.
I think it's called roses. That's an inside joke for listeners. Gary, go get the cake.
Oh,
you put it in the freezer.
Yeah.
Oh, now that plastic will come off real easy.
I would say it said to wait 15 to 20 minutes. We waited 30.
That should be plenty.
Are you going to eat this cake? Now. Hey,
yes.
Did you guys see on
what?
The...
No, I'm good. Thank you.
On the fans site? I don't know if he did it. My guy Kevin in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, who works at the place that rents the building from my sister.
Yeah.
He was sad about Gene Hackman. No, I'm kidding.
nice.
Yeah, thank you. When I went to Madison with my younger sister to visit my nephew, we went from Minneapolis. We obviously stopped to see my sister at the store her and her husband own. And then we stopped to see Kevin, who's a fan of the show. Remember, he called in?
Yeah.
And so we surprised him, and it was delightful, and he was so much fun. And then he was like, can I post a picture? Like, can I tell the fans that, like, a celebrity sighting? And I thought that was adorable because...
Nice.
Because I'm not a celebrity.
Here.
yeah, but that was fun. So shout out to Kevin.
Well, I believe you sent us those photos.
I think I did.
I did.
No, I texted you. That's correct, Jimmy. That was just to you. That was just our personal. That was just our personal fun friendship.
See how this comes right off, Rachel.
Gorgeous.
Look at that. Oh, I got to tell you something. You know when you buy something new and it's got that like a dashboard and you get to put.
Yeah.
This had that same
feeling.
Satisfying feeling.
Oh.
Yeah.
Look at that right there.
Yeah. Boy, they know
peeling
what they're talking
off,
about.
Peeling off the whiteboard.
They
thing.
Get it. This is the Randazzo.
The peel.
No, it's not. It's the Randazzo. It's not a Randazzo's.
No, no.
All right, here. I'm pulling it out of the plastic.
Mm-hmm.
Still talking about the cake.
Sure. This is what you could be doing on Twitch,
now, wait.
Rachel.
I could be doing this. Wow. Boy, let me get on that.
It's an unboxing.
Why don't we? Listen, we've made a very successful business out of this podcast.
Yes.
And we're giving you the advice of you've got the personality for this.
Okay.
This, and you're acting like we're out of our fucking minds.
It just feels like.
This isn't your cousin going,
yeah, who cares?
You're funny. You should
cook.
You
know what? And actually, who cares, right? I would just, but then what if people are like, I hate you?
Here's the thing.
I don't like that.
Here's the thing, Rachel.
I don't want to know about that.
There's a young woman. Who all she does is she works at a pizza parlor.
Yeah.
And she turns a camera on Twitch.
Yeah.
And she makes money at the pizza parlor. And every once in a while she talks back to the folks, but most of the time she's making pizzas.
Gary, we need a little plates or
interesting.
Paper towels.
Isn't there supposed to be a little baby inside of this?
Yeah, we gotta find
the baby.
We have to find the baby.
Or if I choke on that baby, I'm gonna sue you.
Find the baby, or is it you take your piece and if you end up with the baby, then you're lucky?
Yeah.
Well, that's how I went.
Well, that's finding the baby.
Oh, so you're going to look for, you're going to just dig through and find
no,
the baby.
No, you're supposed to take a piece. You can't dig through
I'm going to hand everybody a piece, and then maybe you have the baby, and maybe you don't.
Maybe the baby's still there.
In past years, when he sent us one, the baby was just kind of on top. So
you've had one before.
Yeah.
No.
We've gotten a...
Yeah, this guy Mason, I mentioned his name earlier.
Yeah, in Atlanta.
He sends it each year, and it's
so
very
he
nice
calls stuff. New Orleans, says, hey, I'm in Atlanta. Send a cake.
Absolutely.
He's originally from there, yeah.
I did that one time with, what's that pizza place? Not Gino's in Chicago, Jimmy. Lou Malnati's.
Malnati's.
I got a deep dish for John for Valentine's Day once.
I'm not a fan.
Never as good as when you have it in the place, unfortunately. Yeah.
No, of course it's not. I mean,
I guess what I mean is it's not good at all.
I love. You don't like deep dish?
No, it's horrible.
I don't. I
like
it, but
what is it?
For some reason, I've had that like the one where you get shipped and it just doesn't.
Oh yeah, but there's a Gino's East in the Valley now. You know.
Yeah
right,
we go.
It's
there.
Right over here.
Yeah. Oh, you go there.
There you go, Matt.
Thank you.
I'm guessing the baby's not in that one.
Ford and I. Ford and I went there the day before the world locked down. That's what we did.
Yeah.
And he hated it. He didn't like the pizza.
Wait, Ellie,
they also
since
have
you're
good
up.
Thin crust there. Like, do they? I actually like their thin
crust. I kind of like the Detroit style pizza too.
Mm-hmm. They have that there now at the Gino's?
No, I haven't been to Gino's since the day
you want
before
a piece
the
of this
pandemic. Race? Yeah, I'll try a bite. I need that baby. I got to have something to talk about in my first Twitch.
All right, so this is courtesy of Mason. Does anybody have the baby?
No.
I don't think so.
So this is a king cake?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've never been to Louisiana.
Really?
Uh-uh.
Really?
No.
No, it's great.
Sure. Oh, they'd love you down there.
I don't think so.
It's very good. I don't think so.
I'm just guessing.
I know, based on my other state experience in different states, I don't think we're... I don't see Louisiana being
any
different.
No, not for you. Not for you.
I don't see that being different than
last
Missouri.
Last night, when I was watching, Bashir was on somebody's show on MSNBC, and I was like, Kentucky. And for some reason, I got in my head like, does Kentucky exist? Nobody, you don't hear about Kentucky. Like, I'll shit on some states, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, but I don't shit on Kentucky. And then I had to look up
it's
what
Mitch McConnell.
I know that. And Amy McGrath, who ran and didn't win and whatever. I know. I just forgot. I can't care anymore.
Let's acknowledge this is delicious.
No.
Dangerously so.
Yeah. And the sad part is we didn't find the baby. But I'm not eating my way through this.
I am.
Well, your family will, won't they?
It's gonna have to be removed from the room.
Is this rude that I kind of like, hey, it kind of tastes like Cinnabon?
No, that's what's good about it.
I know.
What do you mean no?
I don't think that's
I'm
rude.
Saying because it's a king cake. So if I was the maker of this king cake, I'd be like, who's that bitch saying it's like a Cinnabon? This is a king cake.
Well, I mean, they're all
Cinnabon's
pastry.
Pretty successful.
Yeah.
It's delicious, too. Yeah, it's nice.
They're doing Foley work.
Damn. What happened? You ate half of it and you're...
That's right here.
It's delicious. You want another side?
I had too much sweets yesterday. I'm going from the other side.
I had those good cop, bad cop donuts. So what happens when you when you find the baby? Then you get a
good
wish?
Luck.
Oh.
I mean, Jimmy's going to find it by cutting.
Well, if I cut into it.
Yeah.
Is a baby just like one of those weird little
here you go,
babies?
This one, there's a chance it's in this piece. I feel very good about it.
If oh, okay.
Matt.
I no longer feel good about it.
Matt.
That's too big of a piece.
You kind of know some of the...
Rachel, you want more?
No.
Karen?
So when I moved into Emerson, Matt, and we moved into Charles
Gate.
Yeah, yeah, because I mean, I asked you about the baby. I wanted to know what the baby was like. And so, you know, when you go to college, you're hopeful that there's going to be hot guys and girls there that you're going to, I assume you found your spouse there. Mm-hmm. I did date a nice guy for a while from Emerson, but yeah, sometimes I felt like the pickings were a little slim.
Okay.
I went to acting school, so everybody was hot.
Well, you're a straight man, right? I mean, like, yeah. I fell in love with a lot of attractive gay guys at Emerson. Don't get me wrong. but when I moved into my dorm, you know, we're freshmen, and there was a senior or junior on our floor who had a single. Yeah, he's got the single. And his jokes, he came up to, and that was his big pitch to the young freshman women. Would you like to have my baby? And then he'd open up his hand, and there'd be a little tiny baby sitting there. And then in the other hand, he'd go, do you want a screw? And there'd be a screw.
Wow. Why aren't you in jail for murder?
Because I think he is.
I don't know. Yeah,
I mean, I agree with you that he's a creep, but I mean, after the second time, you murder that guy.
I don't know.
That's not sexy. That's not appealing.
He was so, like... he was everything from that guy you'd think would do that. Mm-hmm. But he didn't feel dangerous. And we were just like, is this it? Is this what we're going to find? So we had to branch out to find, like, mm-hmm. you know, the cute mass comm guys. And they, you know, they got
Thank
cute.
Thank you for pointing at me when you said that. That was very nice of you.
I just tried to put this cake in my mouth and it fell. Yeah, I ended up fine, as we all know, my ex-boyfriend, very attractive, very...
What's his name, Leo?
Sterling.
Yeah.
Great guy. One of the greatest people you'll ever meet. But thank God for him, because otherwise, my junior, senior year, who would I have dated?
I have a thought, and I don't know. I don't think it's insulting. In fact, as Elise pointed out, this would be the opposite of insulting at a different time.
Okay.
I was looking at the photographs I took of your husband on Monday.
John Q. Mm-hmm.
And I put to put on the, you know, up on social media.
Yeah.
And he looked like a celebrity to me. Does he
He's
ever
looking
get
great?
What do you have us? Do you think of him? Do you see him? I mean, you've been with him what 40 years or something, right?
1,000 years, almost like 30 something.
So do you think he looks like somebody now? Because I never thought this about him before, but he suddenly looks like someone to me.
He has hit his stride.
I agree. But
so, like,
but you're not answering the question.
I don't get it. What do you ask me? If he looks like a celebrity?
What celebrity do you think he looks
like? Oh, he doesn't remind me of any celebrity.
Okay, well,
back when he was younger, I would say Mel Gibson, right?
That's it.
Oh, okay.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, he definitely looked like Mel Gibson when he was younger. But John...
Well, he still does. He looks like Mel Gibson now.
Yeah, John Q hit his stride.
I don't know if that's a compliment.
It's not a compliment. So I'm blasting right through it. Let me see.
Yeah, he looks like Mel Gibson when we liked him 15 years ago.
When we liked him, yeah.
I think it's an objective compliment only in that people thought Mel Gibson was good looking.
Absolutely.
He's a terrible person, but that doesn't mean he doesn't suddenly look like
shit. You can be handsome and be an asshole.
You can also be ugly and... I forgot. Nobody's ugly. That's
like you said that sarcastically. Of course people are ugly.
Only ugly people say that.
No, everybody's beautiful in their own way.
We thank Mason for the king. We did not find the king.
The baby.
But we will make the baby rather. We will make it accessible
what
for the
he is the
for everybody
the,
here in the
he's
office.
Jesus, the king, of kings,
of course. So yeah, John Q hit his stride during the pandemic. He lost weight and started working out, and sometimes and he posted some really good shirtless pictures of himself, which I believe you should.
Some thirst traps.
Yeah, a little bit of thirst traps. Good for him. And some people, whatever. No, if you do,
that's
if,
what?
If you, I don't know. What? Oh, look at you again, showing off your body. I don't know. Do it. Show off your body. Good
you
for
work
you.
Work hard for it. Then,
exactly. Exactly. I'd like my hair. I had to point out that I blew it out. You guys didn't notice I put on some makeup as well today.
It always
but
looks good. I don't know.
No, it doesn't.
Well,
but this.
I mean, there was
this,
that one time.
What?
He's waiting for you to stop your talking, I assume.
You know I won't.
I know. I don't know what to do about it. As a host, you want your guest to be somewhat outgoing.
Comfortable.
At the same time, this has to fucking end.
I think I ate too much of that cake.
It is.
Hitting me.
Here's the problem with this cake.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said, here's the problem with
I would
Rachel.
Eat it all.
Same.
It is.
It's a nice cup of coffee.
And then take a nap.
It is. I don't drink coffee, but I appreciate it.
You don't drink coffee?
I don't care for it.
Yeah.
I never have.
And with these prices,
is coffee crazy like eggs?
I keep seeing articles about how the coffee's going to get really expensive.
Well, it's going to. So I've started stocking up whenever Pete's coffee's on sale. I'm not buying it for $13.99. I'll get it for $7.99.
That's half price.
Yeah. Are we okay? I know. Don't know when this is going to air, but
Sunday.
So the 28th. Didn't we all do a great job not spending? Right.
Not
spending.
As we record, that's tomorrow.
It's tomorrow. Yeah. Yes.
And we're supposed to not go to Target.
Just any place.
Amazon.
Any big any big thing.
I don't think it's everybody. I think it's just specifically folks that we're a little upset with.
Yeah, but also people are saying pay in cash. I don't know. It's not.
They're saying don't use your credit card. Yeah. That is part of it. Yes.
If you just shut everything down completely, that would probably be helpful.
We're too big. We're too big of a country.
Is it a Thursday or Friday? It's Friday.
It's Friday, the 28th.
Friday the 28th. I don't know.
See, here's the problem. We're going to go see Stephen Curran's show tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To avoid traffic. We
was this
probably,
the Live Nation
we
aisle
seat
thing?
We will come over the hill early.
Yeah.
And then we'll go to dinner.
Right.
And so.
Shop local.
You got to
then do a local one.
Well, go what do you do?
Well, tell me the location. Tell me. Yeah, you can pay cash. Tell me the location of
Chet's
the concert.
Called.
It's in Tulagi Lake. So you go to Patty's. You go to Big Box. Big
you
Boy.
Got a Big Box.
No, you could also go to Kwame and get delicious sushi.
I'm not doing that.
Okay, you could go to.
What do you got against Patty's?
I've never eaten there, I don't think.
Yeah, so why did you poo-poo that like it was the worst?
Well, because I'm thinking of a concert. I don't know what this thing is.
It's a one-man show.
It's a one-man show.
It's a comedy show at the Gary Marshall.
Oh, okay. So, you could do Lemonade.
It's the life and times of Anson Williams.
Are you serious?
No, but I would see that.
I would, too. Know what? Pinky and Leather Tuscadero, but also Anson Williams, for sure.
I believe Pinky might not be with us anymore, right? Didn't she pass away, Roz Kelly?
I don't know, because I don't know, remember.
Susie Quattro is still alive and well. She just issued a new album for the first time in years. Hmm. It might have been 5 years ago.
I love them so
Roz
much.
Kelly... 81 years old.
Oh. Remember she went nuts, though, started shooting up Van Nuys?
No.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, Pinky?
Yeah, it was a news story where she started shooting a gun around her neighborhood, and the police had to come, and people were like, oh, my God, it's Roz Kelly. It's Pinky Tuscadero.
So did, what's his name, Tariq El Moussa from Flipper Flop? Oh, whatever.
Okay, so many people know about.
Guys, I want to apologize for this terrible episode.
Here's a way to apologize by being quiet while Karen speaks.
She's a hellion. In 1998, she was arrested for firing a 12-gauge shotgun in the living room of a neighbor's house after a car alarm had awoken her.
Well, that's not
she
okay.
She also shot the neighbor's car and another nearby car.
See what I mean? You don't shush people.
Who would have thought, right? Pinky, who would have thought?
2 years later, she was sentenced to 120 days in jail after pleading no contest to charges stemming from an August, whatever, arrest for hitting a man with her cane.
I bet you he deserved it.
Wow.
She was given credit for the 98 days that she had already spent in jail awaiting sentencing.
Yeah.
Could you imagine being in prison?
I love
it. And there's Pinky Tuscadero.
I'd love it. I'd probably.
With her prison thing all tied up
around
her.
Good for her. She's the hero we need right now. Will she run for president? She's
nuts.
Oh. Well, turns out it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
She is now managed by Daniel Luongo.
Oh, good. She's got representation.
In one of her.
She would be the Lauren Boebert. Lauren Boebert. She would be nuts.
No, I agree with you, but at least the things she's doing seem, I mean, yeah, we shouldn't be shooting people for car alarms going off, but
no.
a guy with your cane,
we don't know
probably
we don't
deserved,
know why he was doing.
He probably deserved
we
it.
I don't.
What was he wearing? See what I did there?
Yeah, you flip-flopped it.
I flip-flopped it, yeah.
Lauren Boebert, by the way, today said we shall be grateful that Donald Trump turned the water on so they can solve the fire problem.
Oh, Jesus.
Boy. Where it's been documented for weeks.
The farmers needed that water for the summer. Yeah. They did not want it released. It completely went to waste.
Yeah, it went to waste, and now
and
whatever.
It was never going to make it to Malibu.
No.
And it's been documented.
And didn't need to.
And this dunce is still talking about it.
It's sad how dumb we are as a country in general. That's why I say we're too big. We're too big of a country.
But we're about to add Canada, so we're getting bigger.
Imagine that for 1 second. How stupid would that be?
For them?
Not Knudsen. Matt, has he been on your show?
Yeah, we've had Matt Knudsen on the
show. Yeah, so funny. That's nice of him to be texting me.
That is nice.
Let's say everything we think.
If Canada was the 51st state, they would get a lot of electoral college votes, and they would predominantly be liberal.
Here's the thing.
And then they would lose the... So let's make them the 51st state, so they never win again.
Let's do it. We win, you dummy.
Exactly. They would be like, you're done. And then, you know.
But I also don't want it to happen because I don't want him to go,
not.
See?
Well, no.
I did it. And they don't want
it. They don't want it to happen. We don't
I would
get to
rather,
do this.
They're going to join
the
EU
if we invade.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I can't even.
I would rather that Canada take New England, Washington, Oregon, and California, and Illinois.
And Illinois.
Let's create our own EU. Minnesota, Illinois, New England. With not Susan Collins, though. She doesn't get to come.
Yeah, she's a pain in the ass.
California. And then we go, hey, these are our countries. Yeah. And we don't have to give money to the dumb states who are like, I prayed and here's the Ten Commandments and aren't things great? No, they're not. So you don't get our money.
Yeah.
Well, Rachel, you're preaching to the choir here.
This will come up on my Twitch, guys.
I'm an elder.
That might be a bad idea.
Oh, yeah.
Just keep it light.
Keep it clean.
Get the filters.
Yeah,
and
I'll stick to Threads for that.
Here's how to scramble an egg.
Threads.
Well, I'm not on Twitter.
You certainly hear this.
Does anyone use Threads?
No.
Not purposely.
Garbage.
Hey, Garen, you didn't go see the monkey. What did you do this week?
Yesterday I went to Disneyland.
Oh, was it your day?
What does that mean?
Don't they have a day? I know every day is gay day down there, but don't they have a special day? Pride day?
You give your money to Disney?
I don't.
Okay.
I have none to give. My friend treated us to go.
I hate Disney.
She wanted to have like a run through for when they go later in the. I don't know.
What? You guys did a test drive?
Yeah, just to see.
Are you planning a terrorist attack?
No. They're going in March, and she's like, "Well, I'm just going to go and see if rope dropping works and that kind of stuff."
Freaking hate Disney so much.
We got it.
Is it a political thing, or are you just?
It's
like
the money. Families save all year, and then they just fleece you. Oh, but for $500, you can get the front of the front of the front.
Yeah.
I hate everything about it. I hate the crowds. I hate the rides. They're terrible. And John's like, are you saying we wouldn't take our eventual grandchildren to Disneyland? I'm like, yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
No, well, then
it's
you're a witch
stupid place.
Oh, you're going.
I don't care. I'm not going. I'll go to Legoland. Legoland is perfect for kids.
Ugh.
Legoland's amazing.
Sucks.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
After 8 years old, yes.
You ever been to Disneyland?
Yes, and I hate it.
That's not all you've ever been there. It's a magical kingdom.
Magic.
I hate it.
It's a magical
money
kingdom.
Grab.
They're all a money grab.
Not Legoland. I got to park my Volvo for free because it's Swedish.
What?
Yeah, that's true.
That is a true statement.
Oh, is that really true?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
You get to park for free.
It's also a weird flex on the Volvo thing.
Listen, as a Scandinavian, we know what we're doing in Norway and Sweden.
I built an IKEA mattress frame outside of there.
And they let you sleep on it?
Yeah. It took me a long time to get that mattress frame.
Did they pay for everything, Garen? Like drinks and food?
Yeah, she did.
Okay, that's really nice.
Did you go on any rides, Garen?
Yeah, we went on most of them.
Well, you did.
We didn't go to Star Wars Land, which it was really kind of crowded. That I think because the weather changed so quickly, it was really hot.
It was nice and warm, yeah.
But we did all the big Disney rides, like Space Mountain and all that stuff.
Did you go on the new Tiana splash thing?
That was closed.
Oh. Why was that closed? Too hot?
I don't know. It just was out. Or when we looked, it was out of...
I'm curious to see the changes. You know, Splash Mountain is now Tiana's Water Wonderland.
I don't know at all.
I'm going to tell you.
I've been like three times in my life.
All right, put your agenda aside and listen to the information I'm telling you.
No.
You should be happy. They put away the racist, Brer Rabbit and all that stuff.
Okay.
And now they got
Tiana. But they're
Tiana.
Still charging $1 million. And
Everybody charges money, Rachel. Even your parents with their multi-level marketing scam.
Fire extinguisher saves lives. So does color analysis. Look at me as a spring. You wouldn't accept me if I came in here.
It looks like an autumn if you're asking me my honest opinion. Garen, how long was the line for Space Mountain yesterday on a Wednesday in February?
That's a good question.
Funny thing, they do charge you now for fast passes.
Yes.
You didn't used to do that. Now they do. Right. So we got fast passes for that.
Oh.
No one's disagreeing with you, Rachel. It is ridiculously expensive.
The lines weren't horrible. They weren't. Like the Star Wars stuff was up to like an hour and a half or whatever. So we skipped
minutes.
All that. But
yeah.
40 minutes, I think, was the max.
That's not bad.
That's not too bad. We had the fast pass, so we ran in like 15 minutes.
Who's this money bag she went
with?
She's very popular on the internet. She's a big nerd.
Is she an influencer, as they say, for about the young people?
I don't know if that's the right word. She does like breakdowns on nerd stuff, on new rock stars. People probably know who she is. They know new rock stars.
She's a nerd, but she does breakdowns on new, like Chapel Rowan. I don't know.
No, the channel's called New Rock Stars.
Oh, see, and again, this is why I can't.
Yeah,
Twitch.
And they talk about.
Why won't you say this person's name?
Jessica Clemens.
Jessica Clemens. She's got a show over there that.
They have
very popular.
She makes videos about. She did a breakdown of Kendrick's performance at. The Super Bowl.
Oh, nobody else did that. So that's
fascinating.
Wow, you're taking shots at Jess.
I'm not taking shots at Jess.
She bought him a drink.
You're
yesterday.
Already bombing on this episode. You want to piss off this?
It's so bad.
If you're like me and you don't know shit about that, the culture and hip hop and all that,
Here's what I'll say. Kudos to her. Here's what I'll say. Everybody on Threads did break down Kendrick's show, as did my sister, who did not stop for like 5 days. Telling me. And then did you guys know this? Kendrick's at a philosophy class at UCLA. No, psychology. He's sitting in class. I mean, why not?
That's cool.
Yeah. So no offense to Jess. I apologize.
Here's what I
Everyone
remember.
Did break
I just
it down
met the
for
one
us
person
dummies.
On Threads.
You know, Olivia Rodrigo goes to USC.
Does she?
I mean, when she feels like
when
it, I guess.
Feels
I don't
like
I don't know when, I don't know if she's actually there, but she was enrolled.
Yeah, USC. It's impossible to get into.
Speaking
Gracie and I do visits
things.
There. Oh, God, it's like 90,000 or something.
I mean, I technically kind of got into USC, so, I mean.
High five?
They just said, you can't because I was missing a class, a credit, so I couldn't go.
I went
to the internet instead.
Oh, I was like, you feel like you could get that credit. Get that credit and get yourself in.
Get that credit. Why not get that credit?
Well, there's also the matter of the tuition, yeah?
Yeah, I'm not paying USC costs.
It's banana time money.
Yeah.
Is that like 120 for USC now?
It's like 90 plus. 90. Yeah.
This is also years ago. So.
But all of the private schools are $90,000. You got to hope to get some scholarship money, a grant or something.
I mean, I was telling that to Ford because, so he got into Mizzou, and they're like $55,000 out of state. Okay, no, that's not crazy. You're out of state and whatever.
It's still crazy.
It is still crazy. Yeah. I get that. But then because of his grades and his ACT, because even though he's so dumb in so many ways, and I want to tell you one example of how dumb he is.
Yes.
How dumb is he?
Thank you. He didn't realize that when you put facial cleanser on, you then had to wash it off.
He thought it was like a lotion.
He's just been walking around with facial cleanser.
Soap on his face?
Yes, even though he got a 34 on his ACT, like out of the gate. And it was ridiculous. So that's
right out of the gate,
is.
You're saying?
Out of the gate.
I don't know what that number means at all.
36 is perfect. 34 is top tier.
That's pretty good.
Right. I skipped my ACTs.
So, but the point is, Mizzou gave him $22,000. So he could get an amazing education for $33,000 out of pocket. And then be like,
well,
done.
I guess that's, do that then.
Well, yeah. I know, but try and convince, but then if he gets into USC, try and say, hey, go to Mizzou instead of USC. Our society puts a premium on, oh, he went to USC. Well, now, as opposed to
then
Mizzou.
Then you say that here's what we can, this is the school we can afford, this is what we can't.
I know.
You know, I don't know. Maybe you got that good cop money. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, I don't know. If there's a season two of it, maybe.
On that CW? Well,
I have a stupid question, though. Does people put high praise on USC if you're not doing film? Because he's not film, right? He wants to do...
No.
They have a really good journalism and like just basically, if you want to work
media.
In...
Journalism's dead.
Yeah.
Well, but, you know what I mean. Broadcast.
But you know what?
Bezos told me that.
You know what? Garen, it's not really fair because there's people who decide to be in the race of like, what? You're going to go to Mizzou instead of Duke? Like, that's a very real population. And I will fully admit that I buy into that as well, just because we've been told,
right?
Well, Northwestern, Harvard, Stanford, blah, blah, blah. And so then when you buy into that, then suddenly it's like, you're at Iowa? It's like, oh my God, we're stupid. And we have to stop because society's not getting better. I think we all agree on that. And then like...
Hard disagree.
Harvard graduates are also Sean Spicer. So it's like, what are we talking about? You know what
also
I mean?
Also dancer.
Oh, just to go back to the days of Sean Spicer.
Right? a simpler time.
It does seem like so harmless in comparison.
Yes.
I will say that most careers, there's obviously a lot of shitty things where people do care a lot about that. But
yes. Most don't.
You go live your life. You go work your job. No one's asking you where you went to fucking college.
Nobody is.
And the same with law school, right? It's like, go to a law school that's going to give you merit and money and this and that. As long as you're in the top 10% of your law school.
Hold on. Here comes Elliot.
So I agree with some of those things. But like with law school, I think it depends on what your trajectory is. Because
100%.
Because if you're trying to be in a big time law firm, if nothing else, it's much like UCLA or USC film school. I've heard a lot of people say that the training is whatever. It's the people who you meet there.
Yes, it's all about the connections. But I would say that's much more so for a USC, for film, things like that. Yeah. You know, even Emerson, I've never utilized any Emerson connection ever, which is, I don't know, maybe.
Well, Northwestern's big with that.
Northwestern is all big with that. But Mizzou is big with that with journalism. But I would say, and my sister's a lawyer, and she's like, Rachel, I went to Hamline in Minnesota. All the kids who were top 5%, they got offers everywhere. Yeah. You know, Kellogg's, whatever. I mean, you know, whatever. 3M. I'm thinking of Minnesota companies. GE, whatever. Not GE. Whatever. Doesn't matter. God, Elliot, stop. Oh, my God. Get off my dick. Jesus. So I agree with you. Like, if you want to be a Supreme Court justice, then you're going to go to
Harvard,
to me, Yale.
That's one of those careers, like being an investment banker, where they do care about that shit. If that's what you want to do with your life.
Yeah.
God bless you.
If I would have known Kellogg's was on the table,
Garen,
my entire life trajectory would be different.
They're right there in Battle Creek.
They're right there.
Michigan.
You know what they say about Kellogg's, right? They're great.
this was your segment.
we left a little bit, or we left at like 3 from Disneyland because we hit all the rides that she wanted to hit, so we left. And I was so tired that I got home 4:35-ish. I didn't get up until 8:30 this morning.
Whoa.
Wow.
Say for 5 minutes to move to my bedroom because I crashed on the couch and my roommate's, he's leaving, so he had his family over to do whatever. And I was out. Dog didn't go out. I didn't move until 8:30 this morning.
Wow.
It was crazy.
Are you okay?
That's like 15 hours.
I don't know.
That's why we didn't get the Garen test.
That's why we didn't get the Garen.
I was out. Like, I fell asleep at the park like an old man. We were sitting in Toontown waiting for our stupid fast pass to go on for this ride there.
Huh. Waiting on the fast pass.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And then I woke, I was like,
I looked knowingly to the camera.
Oh, that camera. Oh.
Yeah.
I yelled at Jess when I woke up. I was like, you're letting me lay here in Toontown, tonsils out, just jaw wide open. That's ridiculous.
Do you have mono?
I don't know what happened. I think it was too much shitty food. I had like two churros.
And you got sun chicken.
And that's what it was.
It's
I didn't put the suntan lotion on in
time. Oh,
because I was like, when we get out of line, I'm going to spray the suntan lotion on because I didn't want to put it in front of all these people. Didn't bring it with me from the car.
Mm.
And she didn't have it like I thought she did.
here's what I hear the new kids, what the kids are doing now. They're putting just a facial cleanser on.
I forgot about that.
Wards off everything. And it's a miracle. It's a miracle.
The sun just reflects off of it.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
It's not bad. All right. Matching you. You have the con, horror and sci-fi. It's your genre. You love them both.
That's true.
But now we move over to Elliot Hochberg. He's behind the village over there. Hello, Elliot.
Hi.
What's going on? You met at another car dealership today?
No. I did watch a couple movies.
What'd you
at
watch?
Home. Watched them at home, but watched a couple movies. Watched Nosferatu.
Yeah?
I thought it was fine.
Oh, boy. Mm-hmm. Did you see it?
I didn't, but John hated it. He was like, what's the point of this?
Horrible.
Yeah.
Maybe the worst movie I've ever seen.
Yeah, he's like, why am I wasting my life with this?
My life seems strong. It's only a couple hours.
I mean, extended edition.
He's also married to me. Yeah. Well, yeah, come on.
I didn't say that.
He's right there.
No, but I'm not going to say that.
You're not mean.
I got my dipstick joke that I'm going to have put on my gravestone.
Garen, what was that you said?
The extended edition? Is that what you want?
Oh, no. Yeah. There's a longer version of that show?
Oh, my God.
Like two hours and 15?
Oh.
We didn't hate it. We didn't hate it.
Okay.
I mean, it was well shot. I was worried that it was going to be another Lighthouse situation just because of the feel of it. But it did what the movie was supposed to do. I mean, here's the thing. It didn't do anything new.
It scared you?
No. No, it was more tonal that was interesting.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Listen, that's the joy of the arts.
Different strokes.
You know, if everybody liked the same thing, we'd all be listening to Joe Rogan right now.
Oh, boy. And then we also watched Night Bitch.
Mm-hmm. Mixed reviews on that as well. I have not seen it.
How is that?
So,
I don't
seems like
something
you'd be interested
No. Her turning into a dog?
It's feminist.
Being a mom? No.
It's very feminine. Very strong.
No,
strong
I don't woman. Like I don't like humans playing little kids, and I don't like humans pretending to be wolves or whatever.
So you don't like Lon Chaney as the Wolfman?
I've never seen it.
You've never seen the classic Wolfman? What about Lon Chaney Jr.?
No.
Who do you like better? You like the kid or the old man?
I don't even know who. I know who Lon Chaney is.
When it comes to the Chaneys, who do you like better?
Dick.
No. I like Liz.
Different spelling.
I like Liz.
Oh, okay.
Liz is all right.
No, we don't like Liz. Liz still thinks you kill babies on the fucking operating table. We liked her because she said Trump's an asshole.
The least bad of a bunch of bad choices.
Yes, thank you.
So for Night Bitch, it's interesting because I'll bring up Lighthouse again. Lighthouse I didn't like because it didn't deliver on what it promised. You could make the same argument for Night Bitch because they don't resolve the question. But I did like it. And I think it was because the story that they were trying to tell about her struggles made sense to me. Like, I understood why the film existed, whereas I didn't understand why Lighthouse existed.
Mm-hmm.
So I enjoyed it.
I like how everything ties back to Lighthouse.
Yeah, I didn't even know that
it's
movie.
A random-ass movie. Yeah. It's an
interesting little tentpole that he's put in.
Like, you see four movies in your life, and you're like, well, compared to Lighthouse.
John and I have a joke about that, about my dad, where it's all like, well, you know, at the car wash. Everything relates to
he
the car wash.
He still has the car wash?
Yeah, he does.
That's in Laughlin?
Bullhead City.
And
Bullhead
that's how he launders his meth money?
Yeah, that's how he does it. No, everything is about the car wash. If I say, well, I had this audition, it didn't work out, it's like at the car wash, you know?
Can't possibly
it's
be like
about
that.
The
no,
car
there's
wash.
No, there's no way it's connected.
Always
not
the
all
wash.
Waxes are successful, are they?
That's true. See? Life lessons.
Nor is every
sentence.
You got a degree.
There you go.
All right, so you saw a couple of films.
Yep.
Good for you.
That's most what I got for you.
You still going to the depot this weekend? Is that something that's happening this weekend, or are you going next weekend? When are you
going to the what?
The restaurant depot. When are you going?
Oh, it hasn't happened yet. Irma was a little under the weather.
Oh, no.
From, I think, the change in temperatures. It kind of affected both of us.
What is this restaurant depot situation?
Oh.
If you have a business license, you can go to restaurant depot and get
Wholesale prices.
Wholesale prices.
Yeah,
sure, I've seen it on Top Chef.
I mean, once you start your Twitch channel, you can get a brand
there you
license.
Go.
And,
okay.
So here's the thing about Restaurant Depot is that it, unlike Smart and Final, which kind of seemed like it was this thing, we've talked about this before, Restaurant Depot, you actually have to get like 8 pounds of turmeric. Like, you can't just get a household's amount of that. So if you have extra refrigerators and freezers, if you have, you know, a pantry in the garage, you would love Restaurant Depot. It's worth going just to see the giant sizes of things.
I'd like to see it.
One time at Costco, I wanted to price this beef. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, no, but I need a lot. It was for a Casa event. And this woman was making tortilla casserole, which actually...
If I may, I don't like interrupting. I think it's pronounced tortilla.
I thought you were going to be like, it's Elliot's time. And I'm like, is it though? Because we've just heard. So he brings, I'm like, I need like 10 pounds. So he brings out this giant thing. And it was like, he's like, this is slightly different than other beef. I'm like, okay. And it was like steer meat, which it comes from an unneutered something male. But like, so I'm like, well, that sounds fine. And John's like, what are you talking about? What do you mean that sounds fine? I was like, I think it'll be fine. I Google it. It's like, this meat is tougher and rougher and fattier and shittier. And I was like, so then I didn't want to bring it back to the guy because he'd had to go find it for me. So then I just went to the Costco line. I was like, and I'm not getting this.
Oh, no.
She was like, okay, she didn't care. But I felt bad because you know he's back there being like,
hey, we got rid
that
of it.
Bitch, she said she was going to take that meat.
Yeah.
I think it's steer meat, right?
I'm sure that's possible.
Yeah.
If it sounds like it's from Oklahoma. There's only two things in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stairs, and an offensive word that rhymes with.
I thought you were going to say the wind that comes sweeping down the plane.
No, I was doing the thing from Officer to Gentleman. Where I heard an Officer to Gentleman.
Officer to Gentleman. You know what I am furious about?
I don't know.
No, is this going to be quick?
Well,
everything.
We know Disney.
No, yeah, Disney sucks. But here, what I'm actually furious about the platform that Elon Musk is giving the R word on Twitter.
Yeah.
Well, it's not just him.
It's everybody.
It's happening everywhere all of a sudden.
It's happening everywhere, and including
we talked about it the other day. Remember, Gary?
Young people, 14. I'm like, do not say that. What is happening right now?
Well, don't listen to the first four seasons of this. By four, I mean
it's
12.
It's bizarre how that's...
It's come back.
It's back.
Yeah. And
it's
that is back. A word I used to use constantly.
I never did.
Kid,
I never
fine.
Did.
Again, did we talk about
you,
this?
Yeah. If you look it up in the dictionary, we all used it correctly.
Yeah.
It's just that, sadly, it's also associated with...
Yeah. I never used it. I never used it because I always... My mom always had people in our lives who would have been called that as a slur. Mm-hmm. And so we always had those people in our lives, and I volunteered and I worked with them and all of that. So it's always been something that's just like, but I don't have the balls and the guts to correct someone, right? Because I'm like, and that's the problem. We all have to be anti-racist, anti-that. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to do when you're talking with a 50-year-old person. We know I have someone in common who says that word.
You do?
And yeah. And you're just like, you're saying that, but I don't know what to do, and my stomach hurts about it.
If I may, I feel like I'm trying to figure out how to say this. When the MAGA people say that liberals are,
I don't like it.
For a shortcut, pussies.
LIBTEARD.
No. That's not what I'm talking about.
Oh.
When they say that about us, it's because we are unwilling to maybe get into a fight. Like, a lot of the rights that we have now for, like, 7-day work weeks and all these, you know, unions and all that kind of stuff, they were hitting each other with pipes.
Yeah.
And I don't want to hit anybody with pipe.
Right.
But at the same time...
But that's the fear and that's the terror, right? Yeah. So it's a microcosm for the movie theater. I see some MAGA guy spouting off stuff. And also, as a woman, you know, men are afraid of being laughed at. Women are afraid of being murdered. Right?
Yeah.
So now make that... Oh, extra with a MAGA guy. Yes, we do have to speak up. And I did admit, like, I'm a shitty person, and I will correct, like, the young woman I work with in the foster system. I'll be like, do not say that word. Please, I beg of you. And she'll be like, okay. Right? But I don't say it to people I know.
In real life or on the
world? No, in real life. I remember there was one woman at one of my volunteering things with the dogs, and it's that casual thing, like, oh my God, I'm so R-word, and, you know, said the word, which I won't even say. And I'm like, I should tell her.
Yeah, it's awkward. I don't know. Yeah,
yeah,
maybe it just
weird.
Takes practice to just be like, please don't say that.
I think I had one friend tell me, because I was telling her my conundrum about that, because she was at a meeting and she made a joke where she was like the boss lady, and she made a joke. She's like, you know, the type of, you know, those type of khakis that the lesbians wear, you know, where you roll them up and you snap them. And she just thought she wasn't trying to be mean. She wasn't
painting
trying to be whatever, right? But then a woman who's gay went up to her after this meeting, and she's like, I don't really appreciate you. And she was like, oh, I'm sorry. So then she kind of thought about, like, she thought about that. She apologized, whatever. What she told me when people say things that make her uncomfortable, what she kind of learned is saying, that came out differently than I think you intended.
Yeah. Well, that's a nice way to say it.
I know, but I still don't even have the balls to do that. Maybe on my Twitch channel.
I've had to.
Yeah.
Because that word, like I said, we use it a lot in our generation.
Yeah, I know.
My cousin said it. My mom has said it.
Everyone says it.
And I'm like, you can't Let's not say that, or I'll be like, oh, I can't leave this up anymore. This, no one's going to see this episode or whatever. Right. But
I do think that's it. And I mean, I think, like, I remember my dad one time, I corrected him on, it wasn't the R word, but it was something else that just sounded kind of disparaging. And I was like, don't say that. It was about, like, whatever. Doesn't matter. It was about something, and you said it in front of my kids. And
can I take a guess?
What?
Because that generation, they love to say Oriental instead of Asian.
No, it wasn't Oriental, although I do think my aunt, one of my aunts still says that.
And they don't.
Or mulatto, which is also not okay, right?
Yeah, that one's all right. But my point.
Yes. Yeah. No, my dad was talking about something, how he couldn't get help at this certain place because nobody spoke English. And that's valid, right? Nobody spoke English, and so it was hard for him. But I don't want that. This was years ago also. My kids were little. My dad.
But that's just, if I may, that's just fact.
It was a fact, but
maybe the way he said it.
But it was disparaging. It was the way he said it. And I said, I don't appreciate that. How many languages do you speak? One. They're trying to learn another. You and know, I said this.
At the car wash, this is what we do.
No, but I think, you know, I just said, I just don't want you saying that in front of my kids, because I don't want my kids parroting, well, they didn't speak English.
Your kid doesn't know how to use lotion. He's fine.
That's true. He barely knows how to speak English himself. I'm just saying, I think there are ways, especially with people we love and care about, but it's when they're that person who's once removed,
that's
who you're
where,
like...
Yeah, that's where it's
And I think the tricky part about it is that we feel this barrier that causes you to be nervous and anxious, and then if you do say something, when you work yourself up to it, you don't say it in a calm, nice way, even if you say calm, nice words. You say it in a more aggressive way than maybe you intend.
Yes.
And then that creates, you have to deal with that.
It comes off condescending no matter how you do it. And the person feels like they're being.
And then if they're going to be defensive, once somebody's defensive, that's where the anger comes from.
They will.
Well, and they will. But that's the hard part about human beings, right? We should, if somebody says to you, hey, you know what? I really didn't like XYZ, right? Yeah. Like the woman saying to her, I didn't like that joke about us lesbians putting our pants on snap pants or whatever it was.
It's pants. I don't know what that is.
You know,
they sound comfortable.
You roll them
guessing
up.
Guessing the woman was wearing them.
You roll them up and you snap them so they're higher hiking pants.
Where do you snap them?
I don't know.
Yeah, you do. So what happens
is... It's kind of like your shirt.
It's inside. It's just like the shirt sleeve thing. So it's like there's a snap here. You roll them up and then
I've seen that.
Out.
I didn't know that was a...
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's not a lesbian. The lesbian pants. Yeah. No. But I think we as people, anytime somebody, it's the same thing, like arguments you've had with Danielle or with Elise, like you go, hey, I didn't really, that hurt my feelings. You have to be someone who's willing to go, I'm sorry, I hurt you and I didn't mean to, instead of being like, actually, here's why it was, you know.
But which one do you go to first most of the time? You kind of go to that one first.
You
of course.
Absolutely go to the one that's like, what are you talking about? I was just saying that. I mean, that's my M.O. Ask John.
I think it's everybody's M.O. And then you take the breath.
It's
and
hard
go,
to be.
Why am I fighting? She's right. Why am I?
Yes. Yeah, and it's hard to be, nobody wants, I say this to even to the youth I work with in the foster system, like, it's hard to look in the mirror and say, I don't like this about myself, or I need to change this about myself, or fix these things, you know, and because it is difficult. We all want to be like, oh, no, I'm a great person, and blah, blah, blah. So then when you're like, ugh, then that sucks. But yeah, please, everyone, it'll be on my Twitch. No R word.
Fair enough.
Or GAY. People are throwing that around again, too.
The way we did when we were kids?
Yeah. Yeah, the young people
that,
are. Like,
that is so blue.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. Not my kid, because I would literally kill him.
You'd murder him.
I would murder him. Whoa. He'd be dead.
You're being very serious about this. You would murder him.
You're capable of it.
I'm capable.
She's
no,
got
for,
all those edge devices.
Infanticide. But just
you saw the throw. You saw how good I was with getting hit in the camera.
I think Ford's safe.
No, he's very safe. No, Ford, you know, raising a boy.
Tell us about that. Matt's got...
He's got one of each, and it's very different raising your girl. As your girl gets out in the world, you've got to teach her all the annoying things that come along with being a girl. And with a boy, for me, you know, Ford knows you see a girl at a party who's by herself and she's drunk. You protect that girl. You figure out where her friends are. You da-da-da-da. You see boys doing that. Like, he knows if I ever found out he didn't stand up for someone and I've told him it. I'm like, dude, nobody thinks it's sexy to be like, hey, can I touch your boob? I go, but guess what? you should be asking those questions when you're making out with someone. I know it sounds weird because we didn't do that. What boys did back in the day was just like, I'm going to try tonight. Yeah, no, well, no thank you tonight.
And to be fair, they were...
Is this guy interrupting my feminist rage right now?
we don't know when we can interrupt. This has been a monologue.
To be fair, because I had situations when I was growing up where I didn't do something and the woman got mad at me for not being that. We were all taught the same thing.
Absolutely. And that's why it's just easier to be like, hey... What about the? It's just easier to have those conversations. But if you can't have those conversations, then probably that's not the person you should be hooking up with anyway. Mm-hmm. Is my opinion.
I got a follow up, Elliot. What's your guess is the movie that Elliot Garner is thinking of?
I thought you were going to ask him if you could touch his boob.
The answer is yes. All right. So I have two.
That's a shift of show.
There you go. I have two thoughts for Garen, but I'm going to go with the double up. And I'm going to say Alien.
Yeah, right? Isn't that the obvious. Isn't that the home run?
That's the horror
and it's sci-fi.
Yeah,
it's one of my favorite movies.
And if it's not that, he went out of his way for it not to be that.
Yeah. And by the way...
And I'll kick him in the fucking balls.
Damn.
Before my time is up, I think that was my time. Gene Hackman.
My time.
You're my time, yeah. Gene Hackman, Young Frankenstein. Very good in that.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. I mean, that's Gene Hackman.
What are you talking about?
It was a conversation you weren't part of.
Okay.
Yes. It's okay.
It's not okay.
Great.
Thank you.
Rachel, what's your guess now that Alien's taken?
It's Alien. I know one movie.
You can share.
You want to split the money? $250?
Because at first I thought, maybe it's that Travolta one, but that's Battlefield Earth.
It's a B.
I know.
Come back next week.
And literally.
Please do not come back next week.
She won't leave. She'll be here.
Sitting right outside.
Yeah.
You're going to have locks on these
doors. About Live Nation?
Yeah, what about it? Two seats. I got to sit in the aisle. I'm not paying for that.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm
remember back in the days when we were talked out of our own show? Remember that? It feels like it was so long ago.
I'm saying
there
Alien.
There was an election between then and now.
I'm saying Alien because I don't.
You can say Alien.
All right. So if it's right, you guys split the dough.
But then I have the con.
You have the con.
Yeah. Right.
All right, Matt. You certainly have a second.
I definitely wanted to say Alien also, but just to mix it up, I'll say Amityville Horror.
Yeah, that was my second place.
I think that was my second choice.
That was on Movies at Our House, Jimmy, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. I'm in the wrong one. I'm in, there we go. You know what? I've got, Alien was number one.
Mm-hmm.
Amityville Horror is number two.
Oh.
Yeah.
And this is not going to be it, but so I have a choice between these two. I'm going to go with Altered States.
Oh, okay.
But American Psycho is also there.
Okay.
Oh.
We don't have...
Is that horror?
I don't think so.
So Altered States is a better.
I'm going with Altered States.
I would disagree.
Drew Barrymore one?
Which one?
American Psycho?
No, Altered States. Is
No. You're thinking of Firestarter.
No, I'm certainly not thinking of Firestarter. No, he's not. Thank you.
Wow.
It's something States.
United States of America?
She's like, her parents are fucked.
Who's in Altered States? I don't know that.
It doesn't matter.
Altered States is, who is in that?
I don't know.
Drew Barrymore, right? Look.
I will point out that none of us said the highest grossing film of all time, Avatar.
But is that horror? Yeah. I don't know. I've never seen it.
Sci-fi.
Oh, okay.
It is Altered States.
Is it?
Apologies. Yes, it is Altered States. She is in Altered States.
And who's the male lead? Is it Walken or is it the other? Is it Marty Sheen? It's William Hurt.
It's William Hurt, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, based on you not knowing anything about it, tells me that that's not Altered States.
The other one I'm thinking of is Irreconcilable Differences.
Oh, okay.
That's the one I thought of.
All right.
So no fans today because we didn't have time to put it out. But
okay.
I'll throw out a couple more. American Werewolf in London.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Akira, which is an sci-fi animation, but that's a sci-fi animation.
Absolutely.
And then I don't know because you got mad at this last season, but A Quiet Place.
I was going to ask about the A, but then I just bailed.
I think you could use it here if you wanted to. Why not?
Sure. So those were thoughts.
It might not match, but sure.
Is it horror? Is the other question?
No, it's called sci-fi.
It's sci-fi. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You got aliens coming down, and
right?
And it's just some horror stuff.
Good call.
And I'm not going to tell them to shush because I'm afraid to.
Yeah.
That's how we get you.
And yet, not me. Interesting.
Not you. What?
Tell me to shush.
Oh, I'm more than happy to do it.
I know.
In as many creative ways as I can.
Just wait till I start packing. Look out, world.
You're going on a trip?
Yeah, I told you. I'm going to go see Harper for her graduation.
All right, so all right, so we go to Garen then. Garen, yes, tells us his five, and then somebody will win or not win money.
Okay.
Either way, I've got to present the
I didn't like that big sigh. What does that mean?
Number five.
Yeah.
Anguish.
Oh, this guy.
Exactly.
Number four, Alligator.
Oh.
Number three, Audition.
God damn it, dude.
Number two.
Two and one. Yeah.
Alien.
Okay. Oh, I'm out.
And
so
number
are you.
One is, it's Matt. It's Amityville Horror. It is.
The Amityville Horror.
There we go. Hey.
Wow.
No, Matt, it's over here. Matt.
Wow. What do you get?
Huh? I've got.
You have the money?
I've got to read the note from Dane Coffey.
Oh, very good.
And Rachel, I'm going to say this politely. Don't talk during this.
Okay.
Where did it go? Where? There it is. Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Hey guys, I am more than pleased to continue the sponsorship of the Letter Game, and as this is a safe space, I need to share something. Jimmy's recent automotive incident and note-leaving dilemma brought to mind something that happened to me in college. For some reason, I had gotten into the habit of kicking rocks as I walked through parking lots. I guess I liked the way they would skip and jump across the pavement. Well, one day, I was parked at the mall, and I parked at the mall and was walking in. I was alone, and I did my rock-kicking thing. My heart rate is increasing just typing this. On this particular occasion, the small rock I kicked doesn't just skip along the pavement, but somehow manages to travel parallel along the ground a short way and then launch itself into the air. Cringing, I watched it arc skyward and propel itself two aisles over as I say a quick prayer that it will land harmlessly on the ground. It doesn't. I hear a loud pop and zero in on its landing spot in my periphery. Now I'm sweating. That's parenthetical. That's the heart rate, and now he's sweating.
Mm-hmm.
The rear window of a car has completely shattered into a fully opaque spider web of cracks.
Jesus.
As the statute of limitations has surely run out, I will ashamedly admit that I glanced around, saw no one else in my vicinity that would be a witness, and kept walking into the mall.
Yeah.
Needless to say, I stopped kicking rocks. Looking forward to another fantastic season, weathering the next 4 years with my best podcast friends. Sincerely, Dane Coffee. Well, Dane, we certainly thank you for sponsoring this segment. Hit the Dane Coffee can theme there, Elliot, so that he can feel good about it.
Just hit the
whatever
you play here.
Sorry.
He
confused me.
Yeah.
How much did you win?
$5.
Oh.
Well, that's,
I could use $5.
You shouldn't have copied Elliot.
Well, I couldn't think of anything else.
Hey, Dane, thank you very, very much for sponsoring this. We appreciate that.
Yeah, thanks.
I left a note. I'm a better person.
That sort of happened to me when I was a kid.
What's
really
happening,
quickly.
Garen, in the middle of this?
I know. I'm sorry. Really quick.
What are you, her?
I know.
Yeah, what's going on?
My grandma had a farm, and I was a kid. We were hanging out. There's like a track where a horse track is. I was on one side just throwing rocks into a pond, and this guy who used to work on the farm was driving his car on the track to this inner barn thing, whatever. It doesn't matter. So I was tossing him, and I tossed this piece of, it wasn't a rock, it was spit everywhere. It was like a hard piece of dirt,
mm-hmm.
and it hit his car. He slammed on the brakes, got out of the car, and screamed at me in a way that I have, to this day, never been yelled at before. Foam out of his mouth. You motherfucker. I'm like, it was just dirt. It was insane. And that brought back all those memories.
My dad did that at the lakes. Kids like to throw rocks. We were staying at a lake cabin driving. Kid threw a rock. We stopped. My dad got out. I mean, if it was in Michigan, I would have been like, oh, that was my dad. But this was Minnesota.
My uncle has a country place that no one knows about.
Is that a lyric?
Yeah, it's a Red Heart Cheddar. All right, here we go. We're going to count to 5 by 5s. Father, you'll be fine.
Just say 5 at the same time.
Okay.
Yeah, ready? And five. Congratulations, Matt.
Well done, Matt.
You now have the con for B, and I hear that Battleship
Earth is
on the table.
It absolutely is.
Rachel, I'd like to say this was fun.
Oh, let's not. It was
a joy. What are you talking about? It's always...
Don't do the thing where you hate yourself.
No,
and then
I adore myself. Let's be clear. I'm amazing.
You can't shut up about how you're not good enough for a Twitch channel.
Oh no, that just feels like, who gives a shit? But anyway, you know what though, since I do love attention so much, it really is weird that I'm not like,
yeah, it is,
you know.
Well, consider what you talk, honestly, when you talk about that idea of just setting up a camera while you're cooking, and I mean, it's that's something.
Also, showing people where their crawl space is and changing their filters.
Well, I mean, everybody's
and showing.
Ooh, sorry, Garrett, I didn't know that was going to come in like that.
Oh, see, this is why we can't throw things.
That came in hot.
Yeah,
it did.
It's paper.
I know, but it didn't float the way that I thought it was going to.
It was a hard crumble.
It's not a dart.
I still didn't like it. If it would have hit you in the eye, it would have hurt you.
Well, so I got shielding, so.
Not the way I throw.
That's true. Shatters.
I come in through the side. Rachel, thank you for being here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't yeah me.
What do you want out of this? Because every time you're
that's
here, you act
you,
like you're bombing, and it's like
you're the same
every time, and it's always fun. What's the problem?
No.
What would be a good outcome in your mind?
No, I just sometimes was like, oh, I could have.
She just wants to say the R word.
Yeah, that's it. And stupid liberals won't let me. They won't let me. No, you know how it is. Sometimes you're just like, yeah, that was, they enjoyed it.
But if the four guys are telling you we're having fun, why don't you hear that?
That's great. I do hear it. And
you got some laughs.
I'm a delight.
Told some stories.
Exactly. I'll go home, Johnny. How was it? I said, it was good. It wasn't my best, but it was good.
Now, are you going to listen to his episode?
I guess I will.
Yeah.
Yeah. When is it?
It's out.
I recommend you do that so that you can see how to really be.
You told me there was plenty of jokes about being able to get a word in, being able to speak.
Has he done his impression for you of you at a party?
Yeah,
has
of course.
It was the arms that was.
Yeah, I know.
Love
you
it.
Think I don't know.
Love
I know.
It.
I do impressions of myself. When I was more involved at the kids' elementary school, I would joke that I'd be like, "Did you get my email? Did you get my email? Did you get my email?" Like that was me as well.
That was you.
And the moms would laugh.
No, they would say thank you.
They would say thank you, and then wait for her to walk away, and then talk about it. All right, listen, we're done. Hey, everybody, thanks for listening to the program. Thanks for subscribing to yet another season. We thank Dane Coffey. We thank Jeremy Hurdle.
Yeah.
We thank anybody that sends in we thank Mason for the king cake.
Yeah.
And we thank folks that send in the musical stings and songs and so on and so forth. Get your perks. Get those all in line. Mm-hmm. Don't forget, go to jimmypardo.com for all my tour dates. A lot of dates and links finally becoming available. So go and check that out. That's it. Thanks, everybody. On behalf of the pop culture, he's looking over there with those flowing locks. I saw him out in the breeze. That's Garen Cockrell. Behind Video Village, there's a guy that watched Nosferatu incorrectly. That's Elliot Hochberg. The honcho Matt Belknap and our great friend, Rachel Quaintance. I'm Jimmy Pardo. We'll see you next time on the podcast. AK-47, Gone, Not Forgotten.